You know why you're here. You have a goal. A dream. A state title in reach. You march toward the field and the sound fills the air like thunder. An army on the verge of war.
Third down and 12 yards to go now. Third and long. Wins the throw. Tries to set up a screen. He is going to be hit and he's going to be sacked back here at the 35-yard line.
Every single man in this army plays a vital role. Every single man has a job to do.
Gonna grab the ball here for the Blue Hawks at the 15-yard line, back to the 20, and he is dropped down.
Every single man is a vital link in this great chain, on this great army, on this great team.
And now safe to say it gets back here in 2009. They're going to the state championship. We're down to 3-2-1. Congratulations, safe to say. The Blue Hawks have won it.
It's game day on The Breeze 94.5. To quote Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, there's something very offensive about this Donovan Trumbull football team this year. Very offensive. Brent Brechner's Donovan Trumbull Cardinals have averaged 500 yards a game this year, but now they are matched up face-to-face in the quarterfinals with 10-0 North Platte St. Pat's. Tonight on The Breeze 94.5, it's quarterfinal action, and we'll find out the answer to the great paradox, what happens when the irresistible force meets the immovable object. It's the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. And it's on The Breeze 94.5. Let's take you live to the field for the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
And good evening, everyone. From Donovan Trumbull, Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker on the New Tech Seed pregame show for state quarterfinal action here on The Breeze 94.5 FM as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals take on the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. And we welcome you to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth for tonight's pregame show. We'll be hearing from Kevin Dotson, the head coach at North Platte St. Pat's, and Brett Brechner, the head coach at Donovan Trumbull. And we'll give you some scores here in just a moment to start things off, but we want to get the early thoughts. Larry, this is one of those games where you don't feel that Donovan Trumbull is 8-2. Those two losses came earlier in the season, and again, I always have to remind folks, one of those was a down-to-the-wire game against Sutton, the number one seed in the West, who most likely will get the winner of this game in the state semifinals, with Sutton jumping out to an early lead on Hershey this afternoon. And that was a heck of a ball game that we got to do earlier this season. But North Platte St. Pat's is looking to make their third consecutive trip to the state semifinals. St. Cecilia beat them 2 years ago. Then they beat St. Cecilia in this quarterfinal round last year, only to be nipped by Kearney Catholic at home 14-13, so they are still hungry in North Platte.
I think that might be the biggest difference tonight, Doug. This Donovan Trumbull team is for real. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. This team is good enough to play in Lincoln. The one thing about St. Pat's is, you just alluded to it, and sometimes in games like this, it's the biggest thing. They come in with real experience in November. Donovan Trumbull hasn't played a game in November in a long time. That is a big, big deal.
Yeah, nerves and turnovers and even the wind here tonight, which will affect Donovan Trumbull way more than North Platte St. Pat's. And I'm not just talking about the hurry-up spread offense. The one weakness we have seen from this team is kicking. Not all the special teams, just kicking. Punting, extra points, any chance of a field goal. We are watching them warm up into the wind tonight. Anything more than an extra point 20-yarder would be a problem for the Cardinals. St. Pat's has always had good special teams.
Yeah, no question. You know, we want to look at the big, juicy numbers, right? You've got a situation where Donovan Trumbull's played a much better schedule, okay, than North Platte St. Pat's has, so some of these numbers may be skewed a little, but we want to look at the fancy and the sexy numbers in that North Platte St. Pat's doesn't give anything up. Donovan Trumbull can't be stopped, right, on offense. I mean, so we want to look at those numbers, and they are important. You know, you've got Donovan Trumbull with over 5,000 yards of offense. North Platte St. Pat's, against a weaker schedule, only 3,400 yards of offense. But what North Platte St. Pat's does with their offense is a little more important. And they hold the ball. Donovan Trumbull wants the ball, you know. So, yeah. So there's that big matchup. But you called it, Doug, a game like this, special teams. Winning in November, you have to kick. When you watch games in November, most of those teams can kick, they can punt, they play special teams. You're going to have to do that tonight. So we want to look at the big numbers, but it's those little things that will make a difference tonight.
Well, and what was the score last year when St. Pat's went home? 14-13, 1 point, and it can come down to that. So one other thing that just becomes very impressive to me, Donovan Trumbull did not go to Crofton and win 21-20. They won big. They scored 49 points on a team that had only given up 40 all year to Northeast Nebraska competition. I don't ever remember such a scenario. So I don't think they'll be intimidated by how good North Platte St. Pat's defense is, because Donovan Trumbull will score tonight. This is not going to be a 10-7 ball game.
No, and I think just what you said right there. First of all, you called it. Northeast Nebraska team played a Northeast Nebraska schedule. So big difference between North Platte St. Pat's and Crofton in that sense. But the one thing that is kind of an important point to point out, Donovan Trumbull's really going to face the same style of offense for the second week in a row.
Yes.
North Platte St. Pat's hasn't seen an offense like this or a scheme like this yet this year, Doug.
And we'll talk with Coach Dotson about that and the problems it does possess, because even in the playoffs, I think you got to go all the way back, and I'll bring it up to him. Have you seen anybody like this since Kearney Catholic last year? It's a different deal. One other thing, this is a repeat of the first round matchup last year, which St. Pat's won 50-28. So they know even last year Donovan Trumbull could score on the football field.
And the one difference in that is Donovan Trumbull didn't have the lightning bolt, nearly a 2,000-yard rusher, Mr. Slough.
He is expected, well, if they're going to win tonight, he will go over 2,000 yards rushing on the season. It's Donovan Trumbull and North Platte St. Pat's. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check us out tonight. You can also pick us up on your mobile phone. If someone's driving down a road and needs to listen to us on the phone, you can download us at the Google Play Store. All you have to do in the search engine is type The Breeze 94.5 and download the mobile access app from the Google Play Store, The Breeze 94.5, and you can hear the game there. PlatteRiverPreps.com, and of course, on The Breeze 94.5. We'll hear from the coaches, starting with Kevin Dotson of North Platte St. Pat's after this timeout.
During his 11 years in New York City, Bob Carey said this about his position on health care.
The longer I've been here, the further to the left I get on health care.
It's hard to believe, because Carey was already so far left on health care. Had Carey been in the Senate, he would have been the deciding vote to pass Obamacare, just like Ben Nelson. Carey would have voted to cut $716 billion from Medicare to pay for Obamacare, taking from Nebraska seniors to pay for government-run health care. In fact, Carey believes Obamacare didn't go far enough and supported the public option and the Cornhusker kickback. When Carey was in the Senate, he supported a Canadian-style single-payer health care plan. Carey's plan would have raised taxes and eliminated private insurance companies. Carey's health care position was extreme then, and now?
The longer I've been here, the further to the left I get on health care.
Bob Carey. Wrong then. Wrong for Nebraska now. Paid for by Ending Spending Action Fund, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. EndingSpendingFund.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to The Breeze, 94.5. Pre-game coverage of North Platte St. Pat's and Donovan Trumbull here in the state quarterfinals. And we're pleased to catch up with the head football coach of the Irish, Kevin Dotson, who brings an undefeated team in to take on one of the surprise squads here in the C2 bracket. And, Kev, thanks so much again for the time, and congratulations again on another excellent football season.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug.
Did you see this, obviously, last year, making it all the way to the semifinals with such a great football team? Did you see having quite as much success again this year?
Well, there were a lot of question marks to start the year. We knew we were going to have a strong senior class coming in, but a lot of those had not had that varsity experience. You know, there's a handful of them that have started for the last couple of years and have had deep playoff runs, run experience. But for the most part, we had a lot of kids out there that hadn't had that type of experience, and we thought, you know, if they could gain some confidence early in the season, we'd be okay. To be at the point where we are right now may have come as a little surprise. We thought our regular season would present some other challenges, but these kids have really stepped up and have played well and have played together as a team really well.
There's a variety of teams at this time of the year where we have the question, did you feel that your team was prepared going into the postseason, because you blew out everybody, even though there were some quality teams on your schedule? You never had a game against anybody that ended up 6-2 or 7-1. Were you worried about that at all?
Well, you know, that's always one of the things I think fans worry about more than coaches worry about. We certainly didn't have our share of four-quarter ball games. And so as a coach, you're concerned a little bit about conditioning at that stage. But, you know, these kids, like I said, they've you know, there's enough of them on that team that have been in some pretty big ball games over the last few years that they draw from those experiences and have been great leaders for us.
Obviously, if you do not have a lot of close games, it means your team's pretty darn good. Where has the most improvement come?
Well, I don't know if we could pick out any single person or any single unit on the team. Our defense has been stellar most of the year. But, you know, we don't we're kind of a team of no-namers. We don't really have anyone that really stands out. But we can put 11 guys out on the field that run pretty well, fairly athletic. We're never the most athletic team on the field. We're not very physically imposing. But they run well and they work well together, and I think that's been a key to our success.
We're talking with Kevin Dotson, head football coach at North Platte St. Pat's. Some things never change. You guys keep the ball on the ground. You've only thrown it an average of just over a little five times per ball game, and when Sean has to throw it, he's very accurate, and you're getting some touchdowns out of that. But you've got a stable of backs that you use. For the folks that haven't seen you play before, let them know what they should expect to see in this ball game.
Well, you're right. You know, we want to control the line of scrimmage and control the ball on offense. And so we're not a quick scoring team. I don't know if we have that one player that can break away and score 80, 70 yard runs consistently. But we do have a number of players that can break, you know, 10, 15, 20 yard runs. And so we kind of use that and drive down the field and mix in a little play action with that to keep teams a little off balance.
Obviously, if you're going to have success, one of the names people will hear in this ball game is Brandon Neeson. Not only does he run the ball for you, he's pretty good on special teams. Tell me about this young man.
Yeah, Brandon's had an excellent senior year. He's one of those kids that just worked his tail off in the summer. You look at him and you wouldn't think that he's much of a ball player, but he runs hard. He's very good. He's a very good kicker for us, and he's just had an outstanding senior year.
You touched on the defense a little bit. You guys get off to such a good start. No one scored in the first quarter on you all season long. You've only given up 19 first half points. Who's the leader on that side?
Well, I think we've got to look at a number of kids there. Henry Oftenkamp, Brent Oftenkamp is our defensive coordinator. Henry is his son, and Henry's in his third year starting at inside linebacker. And so I remember Henry as a sophomore out there getting pummeled quite a few times, and he's certainly taken his share of beatings. And this year as a senior, he's really rose to the top, and it really takes command of that defense out there, helps kids get lined up. You also have Joe Clinch, who's had a couple years of experience, Pedro Martinez, Sean Keenan, and so there's a number of boys out there that have really developed into strong leaders for us and brought the other kids along. We kind of depend on their experience, but at this point in time of the year, all those kids out on the field, they've got enough games underneath their belt that they can play with some confidence.
Talking with Kevin Dotson here for another couple of minutes on our pregame show as they get ready to take on Donovan Trumbull. Coach, what are you seeing in this opponent that you've got tonight?
Well, this is a dangerous team. You had mentioned earlier that they were kind of a surprise team in the playoffs, and we drew them first round last year, and we thought that was the toughest draw of the whole bracket. We knew that this is a good ball club. What they do offensively, they do better than anyone else in the state, and they've got athletes all over the field. And so, this is a team that certainly keeps the defense coordinator up at night. It probably hasn't gotten a whole lot of sleep, but you can just go through the list of names of receivers and running backs, and each and every one of those young men can beat you at any point in time. And so it just puts a tremendous amount of stress on your defense. And you have to enter a game with that kind of a caliber of offense to say, they're going to get their fair share of plays. We just have to try to limit those big plays. But you go through the list, as you mentioned, just a handful of receivers that can hurt you at any point in time. Quarterback does a nice job, makes good decisions, and that offensive line, they're awfully good. They do what they're supposed to do, and they do it very, very well.
Kevin, have you played anybody like them since last year when you faced them?
Well, not anyone that moves the ball consistently through the air like they can, and they can run it, they can throw it. Really keeps you off balanced, and I don't know if we've faced that kind of firepower this point in time in the season. We've seen that type of offense. We've practiced against that type of offense, but we've never seen anyone execute it quite as well as Donovan Trumbull does.
Kevin Dotson, head football coach at North Platte St. Pat's. I'll leave you with this one, Coach. Obviously, this team was a play away, 2 points away from making it to Memorial Stadium last year. Has that been the whole season's focus? Has that been the burning desire for these seniors?
No, it really hasn't. We don't really dwell a whole lot on last year. But I think maybe in the back of their mind it might be there. There's been very little talk about that. But this is a team that's a real workman-type team. They come in, they're very focused. They don't look ahead to other teams. And, boy, that's sure nice as a coach when you have that type of maturity on your team.
Well, this should be a great quarterfinal matchup, Kevin. Thanks for the time and best of luck to the Irish.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
That's Kevin Dotson, head football coach at North Platte St. Pat's, and we'll be back and talk with Donovan Trumbull coach Brent Breckner right after this on The Breeze 94.5.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the NewTek Seed pregame show here on The Breeze 94.5 as we get ready for the state quarterfinals. North Platte St. Pat's taking on Donovan Trumbull, and Brent Breckner, the head coach of the Cardinals, joins us here after a very impressive win on the road at Crofton in the second round of the playoffs. A couple of things, I guess, to look at, Coach, and we'll break that down a little bit, but your program now taking as deep a step as Donovan Trumbull has made in many, many years. And I guess a lot of people saw this coming. You knew that you had some kids 3-4 years ago that had this potential. It's got to be very pleasing to see that they're starting to reach that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we knew we had some good kids that, were pretty good athletes and pretty good ball players. But I think the biggest thing that's helped us kind of take a step forward and stay consistent is, the work ethic. We got a group of seniors that they came in as freshmen, and they've really worked their tails off to get to where they are now in the weight room, in the off season with our conditioning program. And we got a lot of kids that have bought into what we're doing, and that's been absolutely huge. Because coming in athletic as a freshman and then building yourself into a quality football player are two totally different things. So, and our kids have really done that. They've worked hard to get to where we're at now.
Tell us how the game went in the last round, because it was close pretty much the whole way. Folks figured maybe you would have to outscore a Crofton team, but nobody goes to the Northeast and comes back with wins. And not only did you guys do it, you did very impressively. Did everything click for you? Take us through it.
Yeah, we played pretty well. We got out, got the football and drove down there, had like a 10-play drive to score the first time. They came back and did what they do, and they drove the ball on us, and they got down and scored, and we were just able to keep responding. I think somebody had told me, and I'm not huge on all the stats and all that, but somebody had said every time they scored to bring it back close, we'd score in like a minute after that. We had a 10-play drive, they scored. They come back and scored, and then we had a 4-play drive for a touchdown. We had a 1-play drive when they brought it within 3 in the third quarter. We came back and hit Creighton Burr on a long touchdown. And I mean, our kids we responded really well every time there was any kind of adversity. I mean, and really one of the things we threw a pick, which we've only thrown 3 picks all year. When we were going down in the first half to kind of stretch it out. But our kids played really well. Our conditioning was a big factor. That up-tempo offense really, really started to wear them down late, and we were able to run the football late and take care of things and get some stops. And I mean, they're a good physical football team. They're not built to play from behind, and that's kind of what we were hoping to do, is get them to a situation where they had to play from behind all game.
Brent Breckner, the head football coach at Donovan Trumbull, is with us here on the NewTek Seed pregame show. Brent, was this the program changer that you guys have been looking for? Is this the win that gets you to that next level?
you know, I think it's been one of those years where we've had a lot of that stuff. I really felt like a few weeks ago, you know, beating St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia was a huge step. You know, they got a good football team. But, yeah, this was big. You know, we talked about it as coaches even. I mean, it's one of the best football games we've been a part of. It was a great high school football team, two teams playing really hard. And yeah, I really think it is. You know, it's the biggest game we've had till the next one. And this game's huge here with St. Pat's to get us into the semis and get us a step closer.
Well, let's take a look at North Platte St. Pat's. They've been dominant this year, although your schedule would be tougher than North Platte St. Pat's as far as the way teams have been dominated here. As Coach Dodson reminded us, you got a chance to see them in the first round of the playoffs last year. How much different are the two teams this year compared to when you saw them last year?
You know, really similar in the things that they do defensively and offensively. You know, they've got a good, strong option veer game, and, you know, they run physically, and they bring a lot of pressure and really get after you defensively. And they've got good kids all over the place. You know, they had some really, really good players last year, and, you know, we kind of thought, oh, they'll have a hard time replacing those guys. They had some really good backs and a quarterback, but they've done a good job. They've got athletes all over the place, and it's going to be a challenge for us offensively and defensively to come out and play well. They make it tough on you. They're a good football team.
You take a look at coming off a game like Crofton, very physical game. How similar are these two programs?
It's a little bit different. I mean, they're physical. They'll play physical football at St. Pat's too, but it's a little bit different, you know, with some of the veer things. They've got a little more speed. Defensively, they move around a little bit more, where Crofton was big, physical guys, and that's how they played defensively. That's how they played offensively. St. Pat still has physical football players, but they've got a little more speed to them. They've got a little more speed getting to the edge and doing some of those kinds of things. And so they do a really nice job running the option and do a really nice job on defense, bringing pressure and causing some problems for you.
Brett Brechner with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When they don't throw the ball, and when they do throw the ball, they intend to get huge plays, touchdown plays. How do you coach your defense and your defensive secondary to, you know, we got to stop the run, but keep that eye back there? I know it's basic coaching football, but boy, when you only run the ball or throw the ball five times a game, it's hard to keep your concentration on any kind of a pass game.
Yeah, we've really worked with our DBs a lot on, you know, let's play good team football, and you guys take care of the pass on the back end, and you're thinking pass all the time. When you're sure it's run, then we can come up and stick your nose in there and get a tackle. But let's let our front eight, front seven handle the running game, and you guys stay back on it. It is tough. I mean, and that's happened all year. You know, teams will be playing pretty well against them, getting the offense slowed down, and they'll hit you over the top. And they've been a big play offense. They made big plays on defense and in special teams. So, I mean, that's been a huge point of emphasis. We got to get some stops. We got to get them off the field and get the ball back to our offense and see what we can do.
If you're going to win this football game, Jordan Slough is going to go over the 2,000-yard rushing mark for you. What an accomplishment that will be.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's a huge accomplishment. I you know, one of the things I would say is Jordan's done a great job, but we've played really well up front. Our guys running the zone have done a really nice job staying on blocks. Our receivers have done a really nice job getting on blocks, staying on people to let him bust those big runs. But, yeah, Jordan's done a great job. He does a great job finding those seams in the zone game. He's run tough. He's been consistent. He's done a really good job. But like I said, we can't forget about those guys up front. They've done a heck of a job getting people covered up and staying on blocks and allowing him to do that. I really think he's had a great year. Great year.
Last moment here with Brent Brechner. Do you want this to be a high-scoring game again? Does it have to be a shootout? Does that favor you guys more than if this is a grinded-out game with a St. Pat's team that's been to the last two state semifinals?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, you know, we obviously want to score a lot of points. We'd prefer that they not score very many. But yeah, I mean, I think if it is that type of game, it's something that we do pretty well. And we can, you know, hopefully, like I said, we kind of start to wear people down with the up-tempo and getting up and down the field with some of the things that we're doing, spreading them out. You know, whatever kind of game it is, we just need to make sure we respond. If they try to control the football when we get our opportunities, we got to go put points on the board. But, yeah, we're ready for anything. Our kids are excited, playing with some confidence, and we're ready to get after them, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, I know this is as deep as any team Donovan Trumbull's been since the early 90s, and they'd like to take a step that maybe nobody has in program history. So we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we can talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Brett Breckner, head football coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. We'll be back with the starting lineups for our state quarterfinal game on the Breeze 94.5 after this.
Stand two people next to each other, and if you pay close attention, their true character shows through every time. Take Deb Fisher, her family grazing cattle on an elderly neighbor's land free of charge. But they wanted more. They wanted the land and took their neighbors to court. Of course, the court ruled against the Fisher's greedy land grab. Justice was done. But the shameful lawsuit cost their neighbors $40,000. That's not right. But now we know that's Deb Fisher. So stand Deb Fisher next to Bob Carey. Bob Carey, pure Nebraska through and through. He left home and took up arms to defend this land. Navy SEAL, a war hero who saved his platoon, he earned our nation's highest honor and thought nothing of it. Then Bob Carey came home to serve Nebraska. Deb Fisher and Bob Carey. Stand them next to each other. Judge their true character. Paid for by End the Gridlock, endthegridlock.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. End the Gridlock is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda, Larry Baker here from Donovan Trumbull, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups of tonight's ball game. First off, for the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, at center is number 70, a 6'3", 235-pound senior Seth Lines. At guards, the left guard is number 53, a 5'6", 175-pound senior Joel Melton. And the right guard, number 54, 5'10", 200-pound senior Thomas Campbell. The left tackle is number 55, 6'1", 190-pound senior Pedro Martinez. And the right tackle is number 61, 6'1", 195-pound senior Joseph Clinch. The tight ends are number 80, 6'3", 175-pound junior Mark Mayfield. And number 81, 6'1", 185-pound senior Henry Oftenkamp. They run that full house backfield. The fullback is number 40, 6 foot, 175-pound junior Chase Kimberling. The running backs are number 26, 5'10", 155-pound senior Matthew Berman, and number 25, 5'11", 165-pound senior Brandon Neeson. At quarterback, number 23, 6 foot, 165-pound senior Sean Keenan. We'll look at the numbers for Donovan Trumbull and their starters right after this.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
Treat your car to a brand new set of Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or CT Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $75 Visa reward card. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the hometown Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. At center, number 53, a 165-pound senior is Joe Dinan. The guards at left guard, number 72, 195-pound junior Eric Tobin. And the right guard is number 50, 185-pound senior Blake Treat. The tackles on the right side, number 73, 195-pound junior Grady Cook. And the left tackle, number 54, 185-pound senior Aaron Ettinger. The tight ends are number 4, 185-pound junior Creighton Burr, and number 6, 170-pound senior Ian Askey. The wideouts are number 2, 160-pound senior Kenny Pfeiffer, and number 7, 155-pound senior Nathaniel Armin. In the backfield, over 1,900 yards rushing so far this season, number 3, 180-pound junior in Jordan Slough, and the quarterback, number 17, 160-pound junior Riley Wiltfong. The head coach of the Donovan Trumbulls Cardinals is Brett Breckner, assisted by Clint Head, Jason Lavallee, Derek Adams, Justin File, and Ethan Olander. They are 8-2 on the season. Their two losses in the regular season came in week 2 at Blue Hill by 10, and then in week number 6 at Sutton, losing in the final 5 minutes, 36-29. Sutton remains undefeated. And for Donovan Trumbull, they are ranked 8th in the Omaha World Herald, 9th in the Lincoln Journal Star. Journal Star has not updated their rankings since the playoffs started, and Omaha World Herald updated them after the first week. So this does not include the win over Crofton. For the North Platte St. Pat's Irish, they are coached by Kevin Dotson, assisted by Brent Oftenkamp, Brad Braithwaite, Josh Kramer, Mark Skillstad, and Mike Steffen. They're a perfect 10-0 on the season, ranked 3rd in Class C2. And for these football teams to get to this place, this quarterfinal spot, it was a win over Ravenna in the first round for Donovan Trumbull, 46-0. And then they outscored Crofton on the road, 49-33. St. Pat's was at home in the first two games. Actually had a little bit of a tussle with Centura, 28-0. And then beat West Holt, who had a very good running back, by a score of 32-6. But before that, Larry, there just wasn't a whole lot in the regular season for North Platte St. Pat's. They blitzed everybody. In fact, their closest game was the opener at Kimball, 28-0. They had beaten everybody by 28 or more points in the regular season.
Yeah, Doug, I mean, they played a couple teams with one win, played a team with no wins. You know, Kimball ends up 4-4. It's tough to be tested for November football when that's what you've had to deal with. But these kids coming up through the St. Pat's program, they've seen the big ones.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Donovan Trumbull at North Platte St. Pat's kicking off when we come back on The Breeze.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
Donovan Trumbull is going to kick the ball off here. Some finals, some scores from the playoff games. Giltner defeating Medicine Valley 66-22. Lutheran High Northeast over Ponca 42-14. Boone Central beat Gothenburg today by a score of 38-20. Pierce and Wahoo are 7-7. Sutton 24-0 over Hershey in the second quarter. Humphrey St. Francis leading Sterling 22-0. Fall City Sacred Heart taking care of Lindsay Holy Family 35-18 today. So had a few afternoon games, and I think that catches you up on most of them. So we're glad to have you along with us for tonight's high school football action. And putting that ball on the tee is going to be Jordan Slough. Moving from left to right, the dark black and red uniforms for Donovan Trumbull. And back standing at about their 15, North Platte St. Pat's receive because they know the ball usually doesn't go that far. And here's the kick. It's an onside squib kick. The ball's loose on the ground, and Donovan Trumbull may have it. It bounced off the up man, Joel Melton, at the 40-yard line. And let's see what the call is. Melton did not have the ball when he went to the ground. There was 5 Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, but Melton's a big boy. They're still wrestling at the bottom. There's been no indication yet, Larry.
No, I mean, and it's kind of NFL-like. Guys are pulling each other up. I think it's Donovan Ball, Doug.
Still no indication. They're still clawing and fighting. And the indication is it's Cardinal football.
That's big, Doug. That is really big. Brent Breckner wanted to make a statement right out of the gate here. We've seen them squib that just behind the offensive lineman in the past. But we saw him go right at it. They kicked it right at that up guy, the offensive lineman there, and he bobbled it. Donovan Trumbull, this is big, 2-for-1. You get the ball to start both halves.
Kenny Pfeiffer looks like he came off the bottom of the pile with that, and I wish I would have been paying closer attention to see who laid out Melton there on the onside kick. So 1st and 10, Donovan Trumbull at the North Platte St. Pat's 40-yard line on the first play of the game. Spread formation, shotgun, twins right and left as usual, and Wilt Fong to pass. He's going to the end zone, but they push the receiver out of bounds. It's caught for a touchdown, but it will not count. Because he was out of bounds, Nathaniel Armand stepped out of bounds. The flag is on the field. It was a great pass. It was a great catch. But he had stepped out of bounds on the right sideline. It will not count.
I don't think so, Doug. The only thing I'm wondering is, was he pushed out and they're going to call it pass interference?
Well, and then I have to get my high school book out because Just a couple of weeks ago, we saw on TV they pushed the Tampa Bay receiver out of the back of the end zone, and he's ineligible. Let's find out. You're supposed to be able to – yep, illegal touching. That will not be a touchdown, and it is because the North Platte St. Pat's player shoved him out of bounds. And we discussed this on the Doug and Daddy show a week ago. How come that's not illegal contact? You cannot make contact that far down the field. But it was also kind of incidental. He didn't put his hand out and shove him out of bounds. They were riding hip to hip.
The North Platte defender played that absolutely perfect, Doug. You teach your corners to use the sideline as your friend. You want to get hip to hip. Use your body to just keep pressing him to the sideline. And that's exactly what the St. Pat's corner did there. That is Sean Keenan from North Platte St. Pat's who made that play. Donovan's got to make sure not get rattled by this, Doug. They get the big onside kick. They think they score on play one. They were kind of arguing it. The officials coming back. They just need to calm down.
Problem is that's a 15-yard penalty and sets up first and 25 at their own 45-yard line. Keenan is a stud for the Irish. Back to pass, Wiltfong has time in the pocket. Going to go for it again. Armin's open. Got behind Keenan and can't haul it in at the 8-yard line. He ran just a little bit past it with Wiltfong, didn't quite get it. That's a chunk of about 50 yards in the air, though.
And here's the thing, Doug. St. Pat's blitz, they brought six there. They're playing a loose four-man front, two down linemen, two defensive ends in a two-point stance. They blitzed two linebackers. You threw to two open receivers there. You might back off the blitz here a little bit.
It's second down and long, and now Jordan Slough off the right side finds a little bit of a hole, gets up to the 49-yard line, a gain of four. So we've had all kinds of excitement. We've played 28 seconds of football, and what do we have? We've got third and 21 for Donovan Trumbull at their own 49.
The one thing I can tell you, Doug, is Donovan Trumbull just showed on two consecutive plays there to start the game they can get behind these St. Pat's DBs.
So it's third and 21 at their own 49-yard line of the opening drive of the game after recovering an onside kick. Wiltfong back to pass. Four-man rush. Going to throw it again for Armand on the slant, and Keenan's able to tip it away. Boy, they're picking on Sean Keenan early on.
Sean Keenan played that great. He's trail technique there and just, bang, knocked that thing away. That was a dynamite job there by him, Doug.
Well, now how about some props for North Platte St. Pat's? They're able to survive the onside kick, survive what looked like a touchdown pass on the first play of the game, and then shut them down on two more deep passes, the Irish to get the ball.
And, Doug, you're going to see that out of St. Pat's. They're not going to get rattled.
Time to boot the ball away, something that they haven't had to do very much lately with that high-scoring offense. And it's a low line drive kick, and it gets by the North Platte St. Pat's deep man. It's inside the five, and it's going to die. It's going to die at the 4-yard line. That is a 47-yard punt, no return. The Irish start at their own four.
Ton of energy right now in the Donovan Trumbull crowd on the sidelines, their players. One of the things that you'll see is St. Pat's, if you've ever seen them play, their uniforms are as simple as you're ever going to see. Their offense and defense is as simple as you're ever going to see. But I'm telling you, they do it all very, very well, and they won't get excited.
No, they will not. Sean Keenan, quarterbacks his football team, the man that just busted up the two deep passes. They'll line up in the I formation here. They'll do a variety of different things. Maryland I, full house, wishbone. And on first down, it's going to be a handoff to the right side. It was bobbled, but picked up across the five, across the 10, and close to a first down here for the Irish.
Doug, had that not been bobbled, he may still be running. There was a very big hole right there, but he had a hitch his giddy up there trying to get the ball seated, and that allowed Donovan to rally to it.
Brandon Neeson, he is the leading rusher on this football team, but all three of them, Neeson, Berman, and the quarterback, Sean Keenan, can run you for 500-plus yards and have a big game. It's second down and one at their own 13-yard line. And again, they'll run a little option, and the quarterback is sacked behind the line of scrimmage, and he is going to drop some yardage.
Well, he had a little fight getting started out there too, Doug. Both sides pretty fired up. You know, I mean, you got to check that emotion right there.
A loss of two on the play, so it'll bring up third down and three, dropping Keenan behind the line of scrimmage. Good hustle that time by the linebackers at Donovan Trumbull, getting back in there and making the tackle. So third down and three here at their own 11-yard line. Set up in the I formation again with Keenan the quarterback. Again, they only throw it five times a game. They'll hand it off here in the backfield, upended, no gain. Getting through there for Donovan Trumbull is Lorenzo Williams to upend Brandon Neeson. at a punting situation for the Irish.
Doug, that's really big. First down goes for almost 9 yards, 8 to 9 yards, and they went backwards from there.
So we have seen two interesting series to start this football game. And now the big fella stands in his own end zone to punt this football away. Big 61, Joe Clinch. Good snap. Here comes some rush. Clinch with a pretty good punt. It's end over end, and now it backs up, and now we've got a penalty flag in the end zone. Dies at the 35. But, Larry, you say we've got some contact with the kicker.
Yeah, and they're going to call that personal foul. But, I mean, it was a tremendous acting job by Mr. Clinch. They barely ran into him, and he gave the old spin and fall down and throw his arms in the air. So this is going to be a first down for North Platte St. Pat's.
And it gets him out of the shadow of their own end zone. It'll be at the 26-yard line now, the first down of the ball game. We're scoreless here early on, 8:57 to go in the first quarter at Donovan. Donovan Trumbull and North Platte St. Pat's 0-0. Donovan Trumbull recovered an onside kick to start the game, threw an apparent touchdown pass, but was ruled that they had stepped out of bounds on the sideline, which Armin did. You could see it from our vantage point clearly. And they ended up punting it, now roughing the kicker on the Irish. We'll get them a first down at the 26-yard line. The roughing the kicker on Donovan Trumbull. Pitch play right side. Get it out on the wing to Brandon Neeson. Finds the corner. Gets to the 30. Gets to the 35. And that's where he's going to be ruled down. Maybe his knee touching at the 34.
Doug, those corners, and it's so hard on them because they have to play pass first. Corners, outside linebackers. Coach Breckner's playing a 50 front here, which is five down linemen. On these pitch plays, it's so important that they come up because – in a 50 front, when you're running that pitch, most of those D linemen are just getting eat up. Even if they're playing well, they're getting eat up by blocks, eaten up. You have to have that outside linebacker and corner scrape hard down to the ball.
Gain of 9, second down and 1 at their own 34-yard line. Slot left, I formation, pitch play to the left. This time it goes to the second back, Matthew Berman, and he can't make the corner. He'll be dropped down, but should have enough for the first down. Across the 35-yard line out to about the 37, it's going to be a gain of 3 on Berman's first carry.
Yeah, and Pfeiffer did a great job there for Donovan Trumbull. That thing looked like it was getting ready to bust. Pfeiffer used his speed and did exactly what we talked about, Doug. Scraped across from the other side of the field and made a great diving tackle there.
So it'll be first down and 10 for the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. Scoreless, but now they've got a little momentum after avoiding the early surge here of the Cardinals. First and 10 at their 37. I formation, pitch short side, trying to find some room. Neeson gets pushed out of bounds at the 41-yard line, a gain of about 4.
Doug, and Colin Piper from North Platte St. Pat's is playing that tight end and sometimes in the wing. He's doing a great job of getting that defensive end hooked, and that's going to be key. They want to pitch that thing outside, and it all depends on that defensive end block, whether you're going to be able to get the corner set or not. Right now, St. Pat's is. This is St. Pat's football here so far. They're going to hold it and hold it and hold it and hold it.
Yeah, they want this to be a shortened game. Split out wide to the right is going to be Alex Harms as a wide receiver. They'll split the backs here behind the quarterback, Keenan, on second down and 6. Off to the right side. Handoff goes to Neeson. He makes one man miss. Gets to the 45. He'll be dropped a yard short of the first down at the 46-yard line. A gain of 6.
This is what Donovan Trumbull has to be sure of. That was an outside veer play, Doug. And the veer path, the fullback's going over the tackle is where that mesh is going to happen. They had quarterback responsibility, but no pitch man responsibility.
Third down and 1. I formation, slot right side here for the Irish at their own 45-yard line. Simple toss right side, and there's a pile, and he didn't get it. Trying to get that first down was Brandon Neeson following Matt Berman off right tackle, and he didn't get it. Now a decision for Coach Kevin Dotson. It's fourth and maybe less than a yard, but it's in your own territory.
My guess, Doug, is he'll go. His style of football, fourth and short like that, does not scare him.
And they are hustling out of the huddle so that there's no indecision here. Lining up to go for it with the quarterback, Sean Keenan. You can hear the crowd out of the Maryland eye. It's a quarterback sneak for Keenan, and there's a big pileup. He should have it, but this is all going to depend on the spot. As he went right up the back of Seth Lines, his big 235-pound, 6'3" senior center. And this all depends on the spot. Now, they did move forward. They didn't need even a yard. And our referee is going to look at the sideline. He's going to decide to bring the chains in here.
Boy, Doug, if he does, and I think he's got it, But if he does, it is close. It's not by much. They just lined up in the Maryland eye there and ran quarterback sneak and got the three backs to push him.
Here come the chains. They stretch the chains, and it's a first down by half the length of the football. So that's what the Irish need. After the roughing the punter penalty, they've now moved it out to their own 47-yard line. So yeah. Good job by the Irish. They were punting from their 11 out of their own end zone, a roughing the kicker, back-to-back first downs. First and 10 Irish at their own 47. Split the backs again and send Harms out wide to the left as a decoy. Counterplay over the left side, hole the midfield, and tripped up at the 45-yard line barely. As Brandon Neeson picks up big yardage again, first down has been good to the Irish so far.
Yeah, and Pfeiffer there dove at his feet, and Neeson just about jumped over him. That was just the old-school crossbuck play. This is North Platte St. Pat's football. They're running crossbuck, they're running beer, and they're running toss, Doug. And that's what they want to do. They don't really want to get outside of that much.
8-9 yards a carry on first down. Scoreless with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Second down and a long one in Donovan Trumbull territory. Double tight end, split the backs. Counter right side this time. They'll give it off to Berman, and he won't get to the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a yard. So as good as first down has been, second down has been horrible for North Platte St. Pat's. I'm not sure they've gained a yard on second down.
Doug, you're exactly right. On first down, it just looks like they're going to go right down the field, and then they go backwards. Now they're third and about four.
Ball will be spotted at the Donovan Trumbull 47-yard line. Need to get to the 44, at least 43, excuse me, for a first down. Out of that offset Maryland eye on third down, it's going to be a quarterback keeper. There's nowhere to go, so he cuts it up over the tackle and gets the first down, Keenan. Great job there by Sean Keenan. It looked like he wanted to go outside. Donovan Trumbull's there with three defenders. He quickly cuts it back up the seam and has enough for an Irish first down.
Great play call, Doug. They went with that, like you say, offset Maryland die, sent all three backs to the far side of the field, and it was just simple naked boot. And like you said, there was nothing on the boot, so he took it straight up for a first down. Very methodical drive here.
That's the thing about the naked boot when you run it all the time. It's either going to be big or you're going to see what you just saw. Back to the Maryland eye. And now Keenan wants to throw. He's got a tight end deep down the field. Elects not to throw it. Takes off right side. Brought down at the 40. And I don't know why he didn't let it go to Henry Hoftenkamp, because Hoftenkamp was behind the defense 20 yards down the field.
Yeah, no question, Doug. He, Hoftenkamp, lined up as the near side tight end, and he just ran a post straight across the field. And he'd absolutely gotten behind the Donovan Trumbull defense there.
So Keenan picks up three. It'll be second down and seven as the Irish are marching the ball at the Cardinal 40-yard line. Split the backs and go slot left. Haven't done anything with that slot man yet. And we've got some penalty flags, it looks like, for the first time. You've got to watch that slot man. Chase Kimmelberg is the fullback. They usually line up him or one of the ends in that slot. You got to expect something to happen. And this flag is going to be on Donovan Trumbull offside.
Doug, what we saw there is the St. Pat's coach went running to the side judge there and pointed it out to him. One of the linemen were lined up offsides. Donovan Trumbull linemen were offsides there. And he just came running down the sideline and pointed it out. And the side judge just immediately threw the flag.
So the five-yard penalty now sets up second down and two and moves it to the 35-yard line, just inside the Donovan Trumbull 35. Split backs here again with Neeson and Berman. And back to pass, Keenan throws it out in the flat. It's bobbled. It's caught down the left sideline, 30, 25, 20. Cutting back 15 and getting into the end zone is Mark Mayfield for an Irish touchdown. 34-yard touchdown pass to the Irish. Travel 96 yards with the aid of penalties and good running. And that touchdown pass.
Yeah, Nathaniel Armand was there to make the tackle, and he just missed the tackle, and that allowed St. Pat's to get in the end zone there, Doug.
Well, we'll talk about it in a moment. Let's find out more about this extra point kick, because you get the feeling now that all of a sudden Donovan Trumbull's panicking, and they shouldn't. They did score for us last week, which helped them up at Crofton. But right now, ready to kick the extra point was Brandon Neeson. He's been a pretty solid kicker. Good snap. The hold's down. The kick is away up into the wind. And it is no good. It is wide to the left. So with 4:30 to go in the first quarter, St. Pat's 6, Donovan Trumbull nothing. We'll have the kickoff in a minute on the Breeze.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good to learn. You're back with you here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. Your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings is Husker Power Products. And North Platte St. Pat's now to kick things off after taking the 6-0 lead. And it's going to be a low squib kick to the up man, and it's bobbled, picked up at the 29, straight ahead to the 30, keeping it safe to the 35-yard line. And that's where Donovan Trumbull will take over and put their offense back out on the field.
Yeah, North Platte St. Pat's doesn't want to give Jordan Slough free looks at the ball. They're not going to kick it deep to him tonight. Doug, what you've got to do if you're Donovan Trumbull, literally as a coach and a play caller, you have to hit the reset button. A lot of emotion. There's been a lot of things go on up and down here. You've got to, just like as if this is to start the game, that's where you have to start now.
Yeah, get out there, play a little football. Here we go. As they're going to bring some ends in this time, instead of four wideouts, they'll go twins to the left and a slot left. So they got trips left out of that little pistol shotgun formation with Slough back there. They're going to hand it to Slough. He's got room around the near side here, and he is going to make it across the 40-yard line out to the 43. And that's actually...
Yeah, Doug, that's Kenny.
No, that is Slough.
No, that's Jordan Slough.
New uniforms, brother. Two and three, right. Messing me up.
It's going to be a gain of 9 yards, though, for a Slough, and it'll bring up second down and one. Quickly, no huddle, hand it to Slough off the left side, wants to dance, has room, breaks into the secondary, into Donovan, or into North Platte St. Pat's territory to the 46-yard line.
What Jordan Slough's got to be willing to do here is take some of these smaller ones. What have been giant runs all year aren't going to be tonight, Doug. They'll come, but he's got to be patient and take some of these tough ones.
Again, no huddle. They're ready to go, trying to keep the Irish on their toes. Hand it to Slough. He goes up the middle. Nothing there. He backs out, goes around the left end, crosses the 45, and works his way down to about the 41-yard line. I like this too, Larry. They came out pass, pass, pass on that first series. Now it's Slough, 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 and they're moving the chains.
Doug,
it's gain of four.
Huge, because what they want to do in the passing game, they saw in that first series, they can do all night. And many times as a play caller, we make mistakes where we start, well, they're giving that to us. They're giving it to us, so we keep going to it, and we get away from what's great. And this is what makes Donovan great.
Option play, pitch to the right side. Slough gets some blocking to the corner. 35, upended and falls forward to the 30-yard line. Clinch makes the tackle. But it is a gain of 12 more for Slough, who has picked up 35 yards on this drive alone.
This is great to see. Clint Head's doing a great job calling plays here. He knows his offense. So many times it's easy to get caught in that whirlwind. He hasn't done it.
Wilt Fong calls for the snap. This time he's going to give it off to Slough straight up the middle for a minimal gain, which is 3 yards to about the 27-yard line. What they're doing right now, Larry, is they take those three wideouts. They're not even in the play. They're just to try to distract the secondary of North Platte St. Pat's, because they have not even run it to the side of the wideouts. It's either up the middle or around the weak end.
Now, they're running inside zone here, Doug, and he's just taking a look at – he's counting numbers. They're running inside zone here. It's plain as simple on every play.
Here come the Irish, and Wilt Fong has to keep it over the left side. It's well covered. He dives forward for a couple. Inside the 25, if it's a good spot, he's going to get the 23. That'll be a gain of about three and bring up third down, and should be about three.
What Wilt Fong needs to do is on that option play, they ran speed option there. He has to be decisive up the field. Don't spread that thing out. all of the coverage is going to go to Slough, just like it did there, but he can't continue to slide that thing outside. He's got to be decisive and get upfield.
Mark Mayfield was in the backfield immediately for the Irish. Third down, had it to Slough, stretch play right side, big room, 20, 15, 10. He's upended. What a great job to put his hand on the ground, keep his balance, and get to the 6, get to the 11. It'll be first down and 10. Another first down, a gain of 12 on the play, and another great run.
Great run. Outside zone that time, Doug. And you're exactly right. Slough does a great job. He gets hit hard. The North Platte defender goes low. He sticks his hand in the dirt and keeps his feet. Dynamite job.
First and 10 at the 11, 6-0 Irish. Late first quarter, Wiltfong, option left side, keeps it up the middle, hit the backfield, dives forward to the 8. That's only second down.
That's precisely what I was talking about there, Doug. It's a short gain, but he makes the right decision. If he strings that out, trouble will happen. If they take pitch and don't take quarterback, he needs to bust that thing right inside the A and B gap immediately.
Minute 20 to go, first quarter. North Platte St. Pat's leads Donovan Trumbull 6-0. Stretch out the option. Wiltfong breaks a tackle to the 5, to the 2, to the end zone. Touchdown, Riley Wiltfong from 8 yards out ties this game at 6.
North Platte St. Pat's is going to have to make an adjustment, Doug. Coach Head sees that right away, what they're doing. North Platte St. Pat's, Donovan Trumbull's running just straight speed option on that thing, and they're just diving, and they're sending everybody after the pitch man there, which is Slough. They're not option responsible there. They have nobody playing the quarterback. He's being decisive getting upfield, and we see it turn into a touchdown.
This is KLIQ-FM, The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. They are going to elect to try the extra point with Armin to take the lead. Snap good, placement good, takes a big run at it, pounds that into the parking lot, and it's through the pipes. So with 1 minute and 6 seconds to go in the first quarter of our C2 State quarterfinal, Donovan Trumbull 7, North Platte St. Pat 6. We'll kick it off in a minute on The Breeze.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
South Heartland District Health Department reminds you that flu shots save lives. Learn the difference between just having a cold and the dangers of having the flu. South Heartland District Health Department encourages you to get the flu shot and not the flu. You should also wash your hands often and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. If you're sick, stay home. Protect yourself, your family, and your community by getting the flu shot. Log on to southheartlandhealth.org. Serving Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A great night for football, a great atmosphere here at Donovan Trumbull. Brent Breckner, also the AD, but all the folks here for their hospitality, and to our fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you this state quarterfinal game tonight. As Donovan Trumbull takes the lead 7-6, they kicked an onside kick to start the game. Here they try to punch it into an opening. It's a great kick. It stays inbounds, has to be picked up at the 16-yard line, and that's Henry Oftenkamp looking for some room. Gets to the 20, but will not get to the 25, brought down at the 23. And Donovan Trumbull would take that exact kickoff all night long every time that they have to do it. It's 7-6, Cardinals with the lead, exactly 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. This game got off with some fireworks. Donovan Trumbull recovered an onside kick. The very first play, they threw a 40-yard touchdown, but Armin had stepped out of bounds on the sideline and then came back in and caught it. So a 15-yard penalty, they ended up punting it. And then with the help of a roughing the punter call on Donovan Trumbull, a 96-yard drive put St. Pat's in the lead, but a 65-yard drive right back gives it to Donovan Trumbull. And here is a inside handoff on the delay draw. Goes nowhere for the Irish.
Ran a little Tallahassee trap there. They're going to turn and fake that toss and hand it to the other back coming back through on a trap. Doug, when you take away each first, kind of the first possession on the crazy stuff that happened. I mean, just if you can take that away for a second, both teams have done what they wanted to do so far.
Yeah, now things have settled down. We're playing football. We're about ready to get into the second quarter of play. Keenan now puts his Running back to the I formation on second down and 10. It'll be a toss to the right side to Neeson. Neeson trying to get to the corner, makes a man miss, gets out to the 25-yard line. He'll be upended right there.
I will say this, Doug, they're making...
Uh-oh, man down for Donovan Trumbull.
They're making the tackles that they need to make. Donovan Trumbull is...
That's on, Kenny Pfeiffer that's down, and he is grabbing his...
Ankle or
right,
knee.
It looks almost like his hamstring. His right, he's in between his ankle and his right knee, but he does not look like he's having a very good time out there. No, it is just a two-yard gain for Neeson, who I have for 38 yards on eight carries here in the first quarter. That also brings us to the end of the first quarter of play. So Pfeiffer down, first quarter has come to an end. It'll be third down and eight for the Irish at their own 25. We're after one quarter of play. The score is Donovan Trumbull 7, North Platte St. Pat 6. We'll be back with more C2 State football playoff action on the Breeze in a minute.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in.
Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you here on The Breeze, 94.5. Sutton, well, they're headed to the state semifinals. They lead Hershey at the half, 40-0. They'll play the winner of this game. Pierce leading Wahoo at the half, 14-7. Just about ready to get underway at the top of the hour. Right now, pregame on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Kearney Catholic is at Adams Central. Earlier today, Giltner, big win over Medicine Valley. Right now it is third down and eight for the Irish at their own 25, trailing 7-6. Keenan rolls left, plenty of time to throw, still looking, now decides to tuck it up and run. He'll get to the 30-yard line. That's it, well covered by the Cardinals.
Yeah, right there, Doug. They got in the spread set. North Platte St. Pat's did something they don't normally do. They got a 2x2 or a mirror set to two receivers to each side. And Donovan Trumbull had it snuffed out. They immediately got into a cover two. Look with a four-man front instead of a 50 front, made the play. North Platte St. Pat's is going to have to punt the ball here.
Creighton Burr in on the tackle. And Jordan Slough going back for the punt. And the Irish kick. No roughing this time. It'll be taken at the 30-yard line. Straight ahead to the 35. Makes a man miss. 40. Makes another one. 45. Gets to midfield. Still a couple to get by, but the return goes into Irish territory at the 47-yard line. A 40-yard punt and about a 23-yard return.
And, boy, that makes things tough for St. Pat's. I mean, you can control it on a kickoff, Doug. You can squib it up there. But on a punt, there's just not a lot you can do. You've got to punt it to him.
Exeter Milligan shutting out High Plains 24-0. Shelton 14-6 over Bertrand in the second quarter. That currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9. So Donovan Trumbull up 7-6. They've got the football just across midfield. First down and penalty flags. And again, Kenny Pfeiffer being attended to over here. But, boy, if the pain on his face is any resemblance of if he'll be back, it won't be this half.
No, it's an ankle, Doug. And I suppose they can try to spat him up. But he did not come off under his own power. He's the second leading rusher on the team. So, I mean, that is definitely a substantial injury.
Donovan Trumbull ended up with 68 yards in the first half, but they now have four penalties for 40 yards, and it's first and 15 just on their side of midfield at 49-yard line.
Doug, I think Donovan Trumbull's going to get hit for a false start again, and they're going to have this thing about first and
20.
Yep, it's exactly what it was, procedure again. They went with a hard count. You could see the quarterback going to the hard count there. They were trying to get the five back. And they outthought themselves there a little bit. They have an offense that that though this is still extremely uncomfortable down and distance-wise, they have an offense that is suited for it.
Drew McClellan out here as a safety is a 130-pound sophomore in man coverage, wide left here against Donovan Trumbull. And back to pass is Wilt Fong. He goes deep down the middle again, jumping up. The ball is deflected again, trying to get that ball into the hands of Nathaniel Armin. They've ran that play three or four times, and they've come up empty. It'll bring up second down and 20.
Well, Keenan's been solid there. What they need to do is take Arnon and move him to the other side of the field and see if Keenan follows him, Doug, and try to get this matchup on the sophomore. They'd like the matchup on Drew McClellan is what they'd like.
Ian Askey is over here at 170 and a senior. That is a mismatch. And let's see what they do. It's going to be a handoff this time around. Slough trying to get to the corner. He gets to midfield and runs out of real estate. And then they run into him on the bench. Donovan Trumbull wants a flag. He just slid into him.
Yeah, and actually Slough was sliding down. There was no penalty there.
No, Slough did a good job of running the football. He's going to pick up about 8 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 12. And here's the deal. Just like us, we watched too much football this weekend with horrible out-of-bounds and roughing penalties, Nebraska, NFL. You have to tackle the kid out-of-bounds or shove him. There was no intent there to do that, so there was no penalty. Good no call. Third down and 12 for Donovan Trumbull at the Irish 48-yard line. Trips to the wide side right. Looks like they're bringing pressure from the ends here. And Wilt Fong has time as they pick this up, rolls right, throws it deep down the field, got a man, and it is dropped. At the 25-yard line.
He'd absolutely cradled it, Doug. It was in his hands.
And again, one of those times where the receiver left the ground and didn't need to.
No, he jumped up for it. And it was just out of his Creighton Burr, I believe is who it was, Doug.
Burr, and then over in that area was Askey, but Burr couldn't quite hang on to that one. So incomplete, Wilt Fong. Officially, I've got him 0 for 4 now in the football game. That'll bring up fourth down and 12 and a punting situation.
They're going to have to call timeout. They were running guys off and on. Nope. Brechner's going to stay with it here. They really struggled with their punt personnel.
Well, Pfeiffer's on the sideline. They had to get somebody in there for him. And the kick's a short one, very short one. Taken on the run at the 25, up to the 30, and dancing around and then thrown backwards to the 25-yard line. But that punt only carried about 22 yards.
And that was against the wind. The wind has died a fair amount from what it was. That would have been into it. Doug, one thing I can say is athletically, Donovan Trumbull's superior here. When we look at speed and just the whole thing, just in the comparing the two teams, but they are making those November mistakes. And we talked about that in the open. You know, who can hang on to that? They've made them. St. Pat's is just plodding along doing their deal.
So 7-6, Donovan Trumbull, 10-11 to go here in the first half of play, and back over to North Platte St. Pat's. Split the backs, Keenan. There they give it to the slot man coming from left to right. He's knocked her out of the backfield, and going nowhere is Mayfield, and bringing him down behind the line of scrimmage is Eric Tobin.
And I'm going to tell you, Grady Cook played that absolutely beautifully as a defensive end. He held his position, got heel line, didn't get deeper than that, and they ran the little tight end around. Off of the sweep there, and he forced that thing back inside of him, did his job to perfection.
Going to call it a loss of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 13. Again, the only pass the Irish have thrown was a 34-yard touchdown. The ball's fumbled on the option, and it is loose, and it looks like Donovan Trumbull could not quite get on top of it.
Third down.
As the Irish, again, were outnumbered trying to get to the ball. But getting on top of it was Matt Berman. But again, lose another couple. It'll be third and 15.
You know, Coach Brechner coordinates the defense at Donovan. He's the head coach. He coordinates the defense. He's done a great job here, Doug. Anytime they've tried to run any speed option or beer game, Donovan has just destroyed the quarterback, and that's what happened there, and he lost the ball.
Third and 15 on their own 25-yard line. The Irish have no wideouts. Double tight end I formation. And they'll toss it to the left side, trying to get outside is Neeson, following his blocks, gets to the 30, breaks a tackle to the 35, and almost got there. to the 37, 38-yard line. He got about 14 on the play. It's going to be fourth and short.
I tell you, Doug, Donovan's making these tackles. They're diving at ankles and things like that. They are making the tackles. But the one thing is, on many of these toss plays, it's if that diving tackle doesn't get made, the North Platte St. Pat's runner gets to the end zone. They've got to shore that up a little bit and rally tackle.
Irish are lining up to go for it at their own 37 out of the Maryland 9. They ran quarterback sneak last time. They're trying to draw Donovan offsides, and they just did it. Yep. Oh, you knew that's what they were going to do. You're not going to snap the ball inside your own 40 unless you're playing with your job. And I'm sure that they got Donovan to jump offsides and convert from third and 15 and give them a first down, our first down of the second quarter.
Doug, I will say this. I think St. Pat's will go for it in these 40s all night. Whether they're in the minus 40 or plus 40, if they're inside of a yard, it fits their offense. And I believe they look at it as you have to punt the ball to Jordan Slough. You're not giving that much up. As high-powered as that Donovan Trumbull offense is, your best chance, I mean, you're talking a yard versus everything else. I see the North Platte St. Pat snapping that ball tonight over and over.
So another drive continues via the penalty. Pitch play right side. Trying to get outside again is going to be Brandon Neeson, and he'll run out of bounds near midfield. That's right where they're going to mark him out of bounds. Another good gain on the play of about 7. It'll be second down and 3. The Irish, again, continue to do well on first. They ran that tight end around on the last series, and that didn't look good, but a 7-yard gain, and that's 59 yards here in the first half for Brandon Neeson. They trail it by 1 because of a missed extra point. It's 7-6.
And St. Pat's is doing a wonderful job of hooking those ends. They're using the jersey to do it, but until it gets called, they'll keep doing her.
Ball on the near hash towards the Donovan Trumbull sideline. Pitch play. They try to get it outside with Matt Berman. He gets to the corner. He's got the first down, and finally the penalty flag does come out. They've been calling for it. He was able to make the first down to the 42-yard line of the Cardinals, but there's a yellow hanky right in the middle of the football field.
Great coaching right there by Coach Breckner, and he went out and yelled it to the kids on the play before. Doug, they're holding, and it's every team that runs this style of offense does it. Nothing wrong with it, truthfully, but when you took that in, you grab his jersey and you get him pulled. If you watch the Donovan Trumbull defensive end there, he put his arms in the air. And that's what you tell a kid to do. Move your feet, put your arms in the air. A, by putting your arms in the air, you're going to draw attention to yourself, and you're going to plainly see the jersey being tugged. And Coach Breckner yelled that out, and he did it and drew the flag.
That was a big part of the game last year in the semifinals, what we called with Kearney Catholic out there. There was a couple calls each way that was big in that game. So a 10-yard penalty makes it second down and 13 now for the Irish. They run a belly option right side, hand off to the fullback, and absolutely nowhere to go. They had Lyon and Neeson up at fullback, and he got forward for about a yard to his own 41.
Inside fear, Doug. Inside fear, the fullback path is right up the guard. And that time, Donovan Trumbull had it snuffed out. You have to have three people that have to do their job in that game. You have to have a quarterback defender, a pitch defender, and a dive defender. And right, and so far, Donovan Trumbull's been solid.
Colin Pieper will spread out wide to the left on third down and 12 for the Irish. They ran it last time. This time, though, back to pass. Keenan throws underneath the ball. Is incomplete. In on the coverage was Creighton Burr. It was way underneath that time to Henry Oftenkamp. Even if he caught it, he was falling down. It would have been way short, so they didn't connect on that one, and that'll be the second pass of the first incompletion for St. Pat's.
Yeah, very simple scheme. They took the X receiver, ran him on a 9 route, clearing him out and running a speed out behind him, but it never was going to be a first down.
Jordan Slough will stand at his own 20, awaiting the punt here on 4th and 12, a 7-6 game. The snap's off the mark, but there's no rush. Hustling that punt out of there, though, is Clinch, and he bombs it back to the 11-yard line. Room to run. Great spin move by Slough. Makes a man miss. 15, 20, 25 steps out of a tackle. 30. He's only got the punter to beat. It's Slough versus Clinch, and Jordan Slough will win that race. An 89-yard punt return for a Donovan Trumbull touchdown.
And I tell you, Doug, the press box is shaking up here. The people in Donovan are excited. This is what we talked about. That's why you can go for it on fourth down. You got to kick it to that guy. He's the real deal. He's got all the speed. And right there, he makes a spin move immediately, and away he goes. Doug, you talked about special teams in the open. Clinch is the real deal. He's a punter. That was a great punt. Actually outkicked his coverage there.
Yeah, that hurt him a little bit, but I'll tell you what. Slough stepped out of a tackle one step after he caught that football. Then there was about 15 yards worth of space. ran it up the middle, jumped out of another ankle tackle, and takes it all the way home. So now the extra point for Nathaniel Armin. Drilled the first one. Now we're going into the wind. And here comes the snap. The kick is away. Has plenty on it. And it is good. 6:35 to go in the first half. C2 State quarterfinals. Donovan Trumbull trying to make their first ever semifinal under this format. The Cardinals 14, North Platte St. Pat 6. Kickoff in a minute on the Breeze.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care. Corner of 3rd in Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
First of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
First of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days.
Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281. And in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Donovan Trumbull. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker and our producer-engineer Brad Beam. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as it's Donovan Trumbull 14 and North Platte St. Pat 6 special teams. We said the kicking game might be big, a punt return by Slough. Now he pooches another one. This is very short, and it'll be picked up at about the 38-yard line. There's a little room to run there, but tripped up at the 45 is going to be Sean Keenan. That's not the guy you want to pooch it to. Donovan Trumbull didn't realize that North Platte St. Pat's did the old switcheroo there, Larry. They brought the speedsters up and put the other guys deep.
That's exactly right. Kevin Dodson, this isn't his first rodeo,
no.
Doug.
Great, great job, but now good field position here for North Platte St. Pat's. They've got to make sure that they keep focused in this football game. At the half, the Allen's halftime report. Scores from around the area of the state. Stats, preview of state volleyball and more. Pitch play right side. Looking for some running room and being pushed out of bounds as a penalty flag comes down is Brandon Neeson. And then there's a late hit in there as number 81 Henry Oftenkamp went flying well after the whistle.
I think they're going to get... Number 81, Henry Oftenkamp, the defensive end again, Doug. Yes, they are holding again.
Here's key two. This will be a philosophical discussion, if you will, between the coaches and the referees, because they can't keep trying to overcome 10-yard penalties. This is not an offense that is built to cover first and 20 and first and 15 and second and 15.
If you're the coach on the North Platte St. Pat's side, Doug, what you have to tell them is, hey, they're calling it, cut him. Take a reach step and cut him instead of trying to hook him. That's up to the coaches to make that adjustment against those referees.
So it moves the ball back to the Irish 36-yard line. They trail 14-6 after leading early 6-0. First down and 20. Split the backs here for the quarterback, Sean Keenan. Fake the handoff one way, counted to Neeson. Got some room around the left side. 35-40, brought down at the 44-yard line. That's a nice run. Got about 8 of it back. It'll be 2nd and 12.
Yeah, they ran a crossbuck there. He took that outside. That was a tremendous job there.
Larry, North Platte St. Pat's, the first series that they scored, the first quarter, they were killing it on first down. We didn't have the penalty problem, and now they kind of have put themselves, by calling some different plays, in a problem. I know you can't run the same play every time, but it is working.
There's about 3 of them that they run through the season. You see 75% of their snaps are that. I wouldn't go away from it, Doug.
Slot right, double tight end on 2nd down and 12. Again, there's some movement on the line. No flags, though. They'll run pitch play wide side. Keenan, ooh, got hit in the backfield. Great tackle. Coming through there is – let me double-check my number here. I thought it was one number. I got to double-check. What a hit there by big number 54, Aaron Ettinger. Drops it behind the line of scrimmage. He fought off that block and just stuck Keenan.
That's the key right there.
Or Neeson, Doug. Excuse me.
Here's the thing. That's that holding matchup we've seen all night. He didn't get held there. They've talked to their kids, knock it off, and he was able to fight off that block and make a great hit.
Third and 15 Irish at their own 42-yard line, now in a little bit of trouble. Keaton back to pass, rolls left, sends a man deep, decides to throw it as far as he can to the middle of the football field and threw it to a safe. Nobody's going to catch that one, trying to get it to Mark Mayfield, but he just ran basically two deep posts, two deep slants, however you want to categorize that, and it was well covered.
Here's the one thing I'll say in that. Donovan Trumbull has an automatic switch into a 3-4 cover two behind that, but those cover two safeties, they're not bailing like you'd like them to, Doug. North Platte St. Pat's is going to run vertical routes, whether it's in the form of a post or it's just straight nine route. Those two deep safeties in a cover two like that have got to get back.
This is exactly where the Irish punted it from last time, and Slough took it 89. Let's see what they tell their punter Joe Clinch to do this time. High snap, boots it away, tries to kick it away from Slough, and kicks it short, gets a real good bounce, 20, 15, 10, rolling towards the sideline to about the 8-yard line. That is a beautiful punt. That is a 50-yard punt with no return, which is always better than a 48-yard punt with an 89-yard return.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Clinch is a no-doubter. He's a great punter. There's no way if they can control it, they're not letting Slough touch this thing on a special team again tonight, Doug.
No, and this is big here because we know Donovan Trumbull can move the football. All the timeouts are left for both teams. 4:40 to go in the first half. Donovan Trumbull 14 at North Platte St. Pat 6. But the ball is back at their own 8-yard line. Wilt Fong has been out of the shotgun all night, but I don't think they're going to put him behind the center. This time they'll take him under center, yes, and hand it off to the deep man. Slough, a little room to the right side, breaks a tackle 10, 15, out to the 20, and a first down.
And this is demoralizing for St. Pat's because Donovan Trumbull can throw the ball. St. Pat's knows that Donovan Trumbull can beat them throwing the ball, Doug, yet they're still in a cover zero look because they're terrified of the running back, and the running back's hurting them.
Donovan Trumbull, first down of the quarter because they had the punt return. Remember, huge drive because the Cardinals get the ball to start the second half. They're already up 14-6. Now back to the shotgun. Wilt Fong hands it off over the right side, and the Irish are all over this one.
Yeah, nothing happened there. Trying a little inside zone play, and the defensive end for North Platte St. Pat squatted, Q-stunted there. As he's going to squat and move into the line of scrimmage.
Clinch is one of the guys over there.
So it's a give read, but nobody's going to be home on that. No, North Platte St. Pat's played that really well.
Again, Kenny Pfeiffer, who they like to use some of the time in the backfield to carry the ball, looks like he's got a badly sprained ankle. A lot of the guys are coming over and wishing him well. I don't know that he'll be back tonight. He's on the bench. Back to pass. Wilt Fong wants to throw. Underneath pattern here. It's complete to Askey. Askey gets it up to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and that's going to be a first down, Doug. Little hitch route, 2-3 curl, 2-3 stop route there. And you just saw it completed. North Platte St. Pat's, because they're playing that cover zero look, the DBs are 5-7 off and bailing because they don't want to get beat deep. All those stop routes, speed outs will be open.
They're going to take time to bring the chains out, but because the ball was on the 20 and now it's across the 30, this takes, if the chains are 10 yards, this is a first down. But Riley Wilt Fong, who has thrown for over 2,000 yards this year, that is his first completion of the ball game. He's 1 for 5, 10 yards. A lot of the first four, I think, were all deep.
Yeah, they were. They were all those post routes. One of the things that St. Pat's is doing is they are shadowing the better receivers. Sean Keenan is going everywhere across the field that Nathaniel Armon is going, Doug.
First and 10. Wilt Fong hands it off. Big hole, Slough. 40, 50, left sideline. Cuts back. Makes a man miss. Spins at the 40 to 30. What a run. 20. Horse tackle down at the 15-yard line. No flag, but that's where he's brought down.
Doug, what a run. Simple inside zone play. They had him on the ground three times in that run. And Jordan Slough refuses to be tackled. He's going to come out of the game for a breath of air here, I think, Doug. My goodness.
55-yard run, and with that run, Jordan Slough has just went over 2,000 yards rushing on the year, and North Platte St. Pat's will call a timeout. They know that they need to keep the Cardinals out of the end zone with 3:21 to go in the first half of play. It's Donovan Trumbull 14, North Platte St. Pat's 6. You're listening to high school football action on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Let's do our best to take a look at some scores here for you. Sutton leading Hershey in the third quarter 48-0. St. Francis leading Sterling at the half 42-0. Rooney Davenport-Shickley got a 6-0 lead on Howells Dodge, meaning that they scored first in that football game. Norfolk Catholic in their ball game scoreless in the first quarter of play. Pierce leading Wahoo at the half 14-7. Earlier today in some finals that we had, Giltner beat Medicine Valley 66-22. Lutheran High Northeast over Ponca in the eastern portion of the C2 bracket 42-14. Fall City Sacred Heart over Lindsay Holy Family 35-18. Boone Central beat Gothenburg in C1 38-20.
Doug, I'll tell you, in a million years, if I'm North Platte St. Pat's, I don't call a timeout there and give Jordan Slough several minutes. He came out of the game because he was gassed. Now he's going to miss one play instead of what would have been probably the rest of the series.
Lorenzo Williams comes in now as the eye back out of the shotgun. They'll give it to Williams off the left side, has a crease, gets inside the 10 all the way down to the 70-yard line, a gain of 8.
Which Lorenzo Williams is a great second gear, I get it. But now Slough comes back in. Doug, when he came over, he was away from the team. He was hands on his knees. He needed that break. North Platte St. Pat's allowed him only to take one off.
And a quick snap this time and nowhere to go.
Misread there. They ran that same inside zone play, Doug. Quarterback needed to keep it. Defensive end crashed there. The quarterback needed to keep it. He'd have walked into the end zone.
Slough actually losing a couple. And I'm looking. I just hope one of our buddies from Tejas or NTV were here with the camera on that Jordan Slough run. That was one of the best runs we've seen all year long. Third down at about 4 now at the 9-yard line. And Wilt Fong hands it off inside. Slough's got the first down inside the 5 to the 4. And it'll be first down and goal for Donovan Trumbull. A delayed handoff up the middle.
Yeah, and this now is awful tough for this North Platte St. Pat's defense, because Coach Head's going to, he's going to swing four haymakers at you right here, Doug.
2:25 to go, first half, Cardinals 14, St. Pat 6. Out of that shotgun formation, Wilt Fong to his right side is Slough, takes the snap, hands it to Jordan, a little confusion. Slough is hit in the backfield, keeps the legs churning, but doesn't get much there. Wilt Fong, I think, was trying to pull that back out of his belly, but a whole host of gold and green and white came in there. Clinch is doing a great job up on that line, getting some help from Joel Melton. Going to be no gain on the play. Maybe even lost a yard, we'll say officially, and bring up second and goal from the 5.
And Donovan Trumbull's got to be a little bit careful here. You want to throw that slant. You want to throw that slant. They've done it all year, but the way North Platte St. Pat's is lined up on those inside receivers, that thing could get picked.
Williams now in the backfield. Some confusion. I think we may see a timeout. And there is the timeout. You had Creighton Bird lined up right, then they sent him left. They said, no, get back over to the right. You got Williams back there instead of Slough. So a timeout on the field by Donovan Trumbull there, first of the half. It's 14-6, Donovan Trumbull knocking on the door with a minute 31 to go. Back after this on the Breeze.
After an accident, you need the Get It Done Guarantee
from the new Jansen Auto Body.
Free 24-hour towing to the shop.
Flexible hours for easy estimates.
They'll even come to your home or work.
They conquer the paperwork.
And your repairs will be done on time.
Click JansenAutoBody.com.
Jansen Auto Body, spelled J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
On East J in Hastings.
Lock this into your cell phone.
402-463-5001.
J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Got it done.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker here on The Breeze, 95. Some good football.
If you can multiple scores against this offense, it makes all the difference in the world, especially when you're going to get the rock to start the second half.
We've got a second and goal at the 5 for Donovan Trumbull. Williams flanking Wilt Fong to the left on second and goal, up 14-6. Long count. Wilt Fong waiting, sends his man in motion, Slough to the right, slant pass into the end zone, incomplete. That's just what you were talking about. Trying to get that quick little pop pass, make him watch, Slough in motion, and incomplete, trying to get it to Creighton Burr.
Yeah, and right there, Brandon Nissen did a great job. I mean, that was close to being picked. Doug, the interesting thing is they had Slough out here lined up against Drew McClellan, the sophomore, and there they're going to do it again. I would think they could beat him just about anywhere.
Maybe a rollout that way, see who bites. Third and goal at the 5. Wilt Fong back to pass, same play, over the middle. The ball's tipped, deflected, and caught for a touchdown.
The only thing I'm going to wonder, Doug, there is a flag on the player. They're going to call offensive pass interference, I think. The trailing receiver looked like maybe he pushed the North Platte St. Pat defender in the back. Nope.
Armin hauls it in. The penalty goes against North Platte St. Pat's, and a deflected touchdown. So a couple of breaks didn't go the way of the Cardinals early. They get one there. And Coach Breckner talking to Riley Wilfong over here. After about 10 seconds, he slaps him on the helmet, says, good job, son.
Man, I tell you, that's a great job, trail the play. Every second you're in the ball game, that you never know when it can happen to you, and that's exactly what happened there.
Now Armin with the extra point kick. They bust through that line, but he elevates it over the blitz and gets the kick up and in. So a minute 21 to go. First half, Donovan Trumbull's clicking now. It's the Cardinals 21, North Platte, St. Pat 6, and we're back with the kickoff in a minute.
Insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, it looked like Donovan Trumbull would start quickly tonight, and then the air kind of came out of the sails, but after falling behind 6-0, they're up 21-6. They pooched the kick, picked up at the 30-yard line, slid, didn't pick it up, then stood up, picked it up, and Austin Camp comes across the 35 to the 37-yard line. So a minute 15 for the Irish. Not a passing team. They did hit a 34-yard touchdown pass for their only score. They do have two timeouts here. And you got to think right now, if you're Kevin Dotson and your offensive crew, you do have to try to move this football.
Yeah, no question. There's just, I mean, every snap you get right now is a premium. I don't think you have the luxury of saying, let's get this to the shed.
And maybe even if you just can get a field goal on the board to get you off a two-point conversion from the missed extra point, they've got a leg to do that. And they will spread the field with four wide. Keenan rolls to his left, even though he's a right-hander. He keeps going that way. Nothing there. And he is going to be dropped at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Keenan just seems a little gun-shy to throw the ball. And when you play as many games without throwing the ball, sometimes you just don't get the job done. And we'll discuss this at the half. But when you blow teams out, practice your extra point kicks. Practice what you don't do. Tom Osborne talked about it all the time. Why do we throw the ball when we're up 48-0? Because that's not what we do. That's what we need to practice. So that's what we do. We're not good at it. We could run it up the middle and run another 14 points on poor Missouri.
Yeah,
but we're going to do something we don't know how to do. So no gain on the play. Second down and 10 and a lot of time running off the clock. And they'll fake the handoff. Keenan's going to keep it on a run left side. 40, 45, has blockers. 50 into Donovan Trumbull territory. 45, 40, all the way down to the 36-yard line.
Doug, I was going to say a little bit ago that it wouldn't surprise me if we didn't start seeing some designed runs out of this spread set by North Platte St. Pat's. Donovan Trumbull's got the automatic switch to a three-man front, cover two. You are a man short in the run game if that's the case. And Coach Dodson will get that picked up.
Hurrying it up. Keenan rolls to a left on first down, throws it underneath, tight end, complete, 25, and steps out of bounds right there at the 25-yard line, getting it to Austin Camp. And that's enough to move the chains again, a gain of about 12.
Yeah, minute 57 left here. Plenty of time. The clock's no longer an issue at the 25-yard line, Doug.
That's actually 15.7, my friend.
Oh!
Clock is an issue with two timeouts. Keenan rolls left. looking to the end zone. Won't throw it, and then he dives out of bounds to stop the clock with 9 seconds to go here in the first half of play.
Yeah, the one thing I will say about Keenan, you are exactly right. He's gun-shy to let that thing go out of his hand, but he's making good decisions. He doesn't have receivers open down the field. Many times high school kids will just try to fit it into a window that they, in a million years, they couldn't get it into.
Two plays. One of them could be a field goal. You've got the timeout. The whole field's available to you. Second down and 9 at the 24 of Donovan Trumbull. You need to have a chance to get some points. Keenan rolls right. Blitz, almost sacked. Rolls out. Throws back against the grain. That is picked at the 5. He was trying to get it to Neeson, and Neeson will make the tackle down at the 3-yard line. They were trying a little trickeration out there, throwing it back against the grain, but Nathaniel Armin, who caught the touchdown at this end, gets the interception down here. We've got a penalty flag well away from the play.
Well, Doug, not only is it well away, I mean literally it just got thrown maybe 10 seconds ago.
So should be after the interception. There is no time on the clock. And Donovan Trumbull's saying it looks like it's against North Platte St. Pat's, but they're discussing some things on the field here.
I think it's against Donovan. They're talking to the St. Pat's kids.
Waiting for the official to tell us what happened. First down, personal foul after the pick on Donovan Trumbull, and that should end the first half. It is halftime. So the penalty flag means nothing, and that will be the end of the first half of play. And Coach Kevin Dodson coming out wanting to get an explanation here. So it's after the pick. It's after the tackle. There's some pushing and shoving, apparently, away from the play. And so they threw the penalty flag. But it doesn't matter because the half has run out. And because Donovan Trumbull had already assumed possession of the ball, then you don't have that free untimed down. But Coach Dodson not too happy out there.
And Doug, they're calling Coach Breckner over, I think, or at least he's going over to stick his nose in this. This thing's been pretty chippy. Away from the ball all night, this stuff's gone on. Coach Dodson's extremely upset. I don't know if he saw a punch thrown, maybe a kick or something, but he's pretty fired up. But this has gone on all night, this kind of chippiness.
Well, the officials have not left the field yet, and that's unusual. You know they always sprint off the field as first opportunity. But let's tell you what the situation is. On the scoreboard is what matters. At half, C2 state quarterfinals in Donovan. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 21 and the North Platte St. Pat's Irish 6. We will be back with the halftime report brought to you by Allen Superstore of Hastings right after this on the Breeze 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually, and for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give £1 or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go Patriots! And go driving in style with an 06 Pontiac Grand Prix. Has a dependable 3800 V6, great gas mileage, and 74,000 miles. Book for $10,900. Yours for $9,475 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
This will be.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
It's more fun watching with other fans at Hastings True Sports Bar. See every Husker game and the best from other schools. And the NFL ticket every Sunday gives you the lock on seeing your favorites from the pros.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and all the crew here. Brent Breckner, not only the coach, but the athletic director. and all the fine folks at Donovan Trumbull. This is the Allen's Halftime Report. Welcome back to Allen's Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department at the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offers thousands of unadvertised indoor specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd in Hastings? And we want to thank Allen's. They have been a longtime supporter of not only the community, but the high school sports, and we're glad to have them with us here in the playoffs. We'll take a look at some scores in a minute, but it's 21-6, Donovan Trumbull leading North Platte St. Pat's at the half. And I'm just going to say, you can see the building of a program again here, Larry. We talked about it with Coach Breckner kind of throughout the season. We have called this the changing of the guard year. We are seeing the normal powerhouses not being as many of them from the area. I mean, well, I'm not picking on St. Cecilia, but that's just one instance. They're not going to be in the state semifinals or finals this year after just dominating, being so great. You're seeing a Donovan Trumbull program with the new facilities here, the new press box the last few years, the new coaching staff, the athletic kids. They have had their troubles really over the last handful of years, now the last 4 or 5 years. They started to build that program again. Coach Kubik had some really good kids here during his tenure, and then kind of in the middle there, they didn't have what they usually have, and that's a lot of different programs around the state are in that. You're in that building process. You know you've got some kids. You know you're heading the right direction. Sometimes it's hard to be patient knowing that, well, in 4 years, we're going to be pretty good. We want to be good now. Well, you got a long way to build, and you can see that happening here.
No question. And, you know, Coach Breckner and I coached together or against each other in the Lou Platt Conference. He was a head wrestling coach at Donovan when he first got out of college and an assistant football coach, and I was the head wrestling coach at Loop City and coached football. So we really became good friends. And one of the things that just butts in exactly what we're talking about is even from the time he was an assistant, he has been trying to build this program into a program, not have a good team, Doug. Yeah. And you're exactly right. You know, I come and see Coach Breckner in the summer, and the kids are running and lifting and working hard. And he has worked very, very hard to build this program. Coach Breckner played college football. He brings a college football feel to his program. And he's got his pregame sheet mapped out to the minute, Doug. I mean, he does things a little different. You're exactly right. Even what we're seeing tonight. No, I don't know whether Donovan Trumbull is going to win this game or not. But what I do know is when you talk about changing of the guard, North Platte St. Pat's has been great in C2 football for a really long time in this state. As you said in the open, you know, their last several seasons have ended in the semis, not the quarters. And here they're trailing a couple scores tonight. And athletically, they could be in trouble tonight. They're going to have to make some big adjustments. So it is nice to see that changing of the guard.
Well, North Platte St. Pat's, a powerhouse. Back when I was at school back in the mid-'80s, they won back-to-back C1 state titles in 84 and 85. Then were competitive again kind of in the mid-'90s. And then one of the more memorable games I ever remember since my tenure here in Kearney was not a good one for North Platte St. Pat's. This is when we started going back to the 16-team brackets. They were the number one seed in the West and had some off-field issues for a couple of different reasons, illness and then some disciplinary issues. But they came in as the number one seed, and Ravenna went out there and forced some turnovers and upset them in 2001. Then after that, boy, were they on a roll. 02, 03, 04. They won it all in 04. They went deep again. Of course, got to remember, that's back in the heyday of Cambridge, too, when Coach Kieser had those guys going. So either they got by Cambridge or they had their season ended by Cambridge. Then they started to get it going again after that 04 season when they won it all. 05, good. 06. And the last 5 years in a row there, some problems. But then, and they made some playoffs. But 2010, 2011. One-score games in the state semifinals, but they're trying to get to Lincoln. They have not been there with this football program in quite some time since winning the state championship, as we told you about last time around. So they're trying to get this crew there, and they got some kids that have been pretty darn good, but they were there in 2004 and beat Stanton the last time they made the finals.
And, Doug, when you look at this, you know, it's a big deal for – a school like North Platte St. Pat's. I don't want to diminish what that is, them going to Lincoln, but they are a parochial in a Class A town. for a community like Donovan Trumbull to go to the state semis, to go to the state finals, it is all-encompassing and asphyxiating for a community like this, and it would be such a tremendous thing to have happen for them. And even the run to this point for Donovan has been very memorable and magical in a lot of ways. And you kind of even heard that in Coach Brecker's voice when he talked about the win last week. He just talked about how all year that kind of thing has happened. And sometimes you get on that magic carpet, Doug, and you never know where it will take you. And right now that is kind of where Donovan is. They've got a good football team. They've got a great football player in Jordan Slough. You know, I was after that great run that he had, I was thinking when he graduates next year, because that's the other thing, he brings all the fast guys back. When he graduates next year, Donovan may have to resod this place because he just tears the grass up every time they give it to him.
That's been some exciting football so far. And don't forget, we've got other football action on Classic Hits 98.9 with Shelton and Bertrand, ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney Catholic is taking on Adams Central. Let's give you some scores that we have in the third quarter. Pierce 21, Wahoo 7. In the second quarter, we have Norfolk Catholic leading their ball game over Fort Calhoun 23-0. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic are scoreless still in the first quarter. A final score, Sutton 48, Hershey 7. Sutton was up 40-0 at the half, so Sutton will play the winner of this ball game. They will either host Donovan Trumbull or travel to North Platte St. Pat's. Aquinas leading Archbishop Bergen in the second quarter, 13-7. Howells Dodge, how about this one? Howells Dodge 8, Bruning Davenport Shickley 6, and that is at halftime, ladies and gentlemen. Exeter Milligan, another shocker, 43-6 over High Plains. That is at the half. Elm Creek 7, Arapahoe 6. That is in the first quarter of play. Some winners from earlier today. From earlier games, Boone Central was a winner over Gothenburg. Lutheran High Northeast defeated Ponca in C2. Fall City Sacred Heart over Lindsay Family and Lindsay Holy Family and Giltner downing Medicine Valley 66-22 in D2 just down the road. That's what makes this so cool. You could catch two of those three games, Giltner, Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic. You could catch the Giltner game, go to one of the others, and enjoy some great high school football on a brisk but not too cold night here in Donovan. Donovan Trumbull 21, North Platte St. Pat's 6. We'll be back with more on the Allen's Superstore Halftime Report in a minute on The Breeze.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hustling that punt out of there, though, is Clinch, and he bombs it back to the 11-yard line. Room to run. Great spin move by Slough. Makes a man miss. 15, 20, 25 steps out of a tackle. 30. He's only got the punter to beat. It's Slough versus Clinch, and Jordan Slough will win that race. An 89-yard punt return for a Donovan Trumbull touchdown. And Jordan Slough's 89-yard punt return really kind of turned this football game around. Even though Donovan Trumbull had a 7-6 lead at the time, that helped them go up 14-6. They're without Kenny Pfeiffer. His right ankle is in ice. He is done for the night, you can tell on the sideline. So even without one of their explosive players on both sides of the ball, Kenny Pfeiffer, unfortunately a senior, you got to hope that it's not bad enough to keep him out should they advance here. And we welcome you back to the Allen's of Hastings Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacies, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, the toy department, which is big this time of year, and wine cellar. They'll beat, which may also be big this time of year, they'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised indoor, in-store specials. Why would you shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings? Don't forget the state volleyball tournament gets underway Thursday. Here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, we'll have a couple of matches for you, and that will include a doubleheader on a Thursday. Our first match for you will be Giltner taking on Stewart at 6:30. That'll be followed by Silver Lake against West Point Guardian Angels at 8:30. We'll have the Hastings St. Cecilia Thayer Central match on 12:30 KHAS at 2 Thursday afternoon, and a lot of volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Grand Island Northwest and York at 11, Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS at 2, Wood River and Hardington Cedar Catholic at 4, and then Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran at 8:30, with the semifinals Friday and the state championships on Saturday. Here it is 21-6, Donovan Trumbull leading at halftime over North Platte St. Pat's. Some other scores at the half: Shelton 28 and Bertrand 6. That's a little bit of a surprise after last week.
Yeah, the Dahlgren boys evidently haven't been able to get going, and Mr. Glenn probably has.
Arapahoe has taken a 12-7 lead over Elm Creek in the second quarter. Loup City and Elgin Pope John are scoreless early on. Howells Dodge leading Brooding Davenport Shickley 8-6 at the half. Archbishop Bergen has just taken a 14-13 lead over number one Aquinas. That game is in the second quarter of play. And Kearney Catholic has scored first down the road in Hastings, leading Adams Central 7-0. We will take a look at our first half stats here with Donovan Trumbull leading 21-6 over North Platte St. Pat's after this timeout on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back with you on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats that I have unofficially for North Platte St. Pat's. Their leading rusher, Brandon Neeson, 13 carries for 65 yards. Mark Mayfield on a tight end around lost 3 yards. Matt Berman, 2 carries for 3 yards. The quarterback, Sean Keenan, 8 carries for 39 yards here in this football game. Then you go down to one team fumble, they lost 2 yards on that. So 23 carries for 99 yards here in the first half of this football game. Through the air, Sean Keenan has put it up 5 times. He's 2 of 5 with an interception and a 34-yard touchdown pass. The interception was on the final play of the half. 46 through the air, 99 on the ground, 145 total yards for the Irish, 8 first downs, 2 penalties for 20 yards. The only turnover was that interception at the half. 3 punts for an average of 46 yards, but one of those was returned for a touchdown. The 34-yard touchdown pass went from Sean Keenan to Mark Mayfield to start the scoring with 4:30 to go in the first quarter, made it 6-0. Then 21 in a row for Donovan Trumbull. Jordan Slough, 14 carries, 130 yards in the football game. Lorenzo William, 1 carry, 8 yards. Riley Wiltfong, 3 carries, 14 yards, and a touchdown. That's 18 rushes for 152 yards. Wiltfong through the air, 2 of 7. No interceptions and a 5-yard touchdown pass that was deflected into the hands of Nate Arvin. 15 through the air, 152 on the ground. That's 167 yards for Donovan Trumbull. 9 first downs, 2 punts for an average of 33 yards, 6 penalties for 50 yards. But the big play, the 89-yard punt return by Jordan Slough that has made this 21-6. And you've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll kick things off in the second half right after this.
School sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve.
Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Brad Beam and my color man tonight, Larry Baker, back in the Husker Power Product broadcast booth. Donovan Trumbull will get to receive it to start the second half, leading North Platte St. Pat's 21-6. Larry, you were able to find out a little more on the injury to Kenny Pfeiffer.
Yeah, it's a sprained ankle, Doug, and obviously he's done for tonight. Doesn't sound like it's horrible, though. He's standing down there on the bench, but it is a sprained ankle. Be done for tonight.
And with that ice on his ankle, it will be a little cool down there for Kenny Pfeiffer, but a win keeps that adrenaline rolling, and we'll see what North Platte St. Pat's elects to do here with Brandon Neeson putting the ball on the tee. Remember, Donovan Trumbull started the game by recovering an onside kick, but they did not pick up any points on it. Would North Platte St. Pat's do the same thing? Let's find out. And it looks like they put Lorenzo Williams maybe back deep here.
Yeah, they've got Jordan Slough in the front row like an offensive lineman.
Well, they noticed it, and they kick it to Williams back at the 10-yard line, right in the middle of the field, up to the 15. Veers to his left, 20, 25 corner, 30, 35. Keenan is there to wrap him up at the 47-yard line. Great open field tackle by Keenan, but a good return by Lorenzo Williams.
I was going to say it, Doug. We didn't have time right there before the kick. I was going to say the state might not know it, but I don't want to. I want to kick it to him about as much as I want to kick it to Jordan Slough. You know, he's been hurt all year. The kid can fly.
That's the key, because I don't think folks realize that Williams could do almost what Slough does and was intended to be part of the package this year.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they kicked it deep to him thinking, oh, we dodged a bullet. Coach Breckner actually got a little sneaky there. He knows what he has in Lorenzo Williams.
Williams runs over to the sideline, does something, now runs all the way back to the far side of the field. He is the far wideout by the St. Pat bench. And Wilfong just hands it off to Slough, hit the backfield, spins out of it, turns the corner into Irish territory. 45-40, 39-yard line, another dynamic run by the junior Jordan Slough. Give him 13 more.
And the word there, Doug, is dynamic. Here's what happens. North Platte St. Pat's goes to the half, makes their adjustment. Donovan Trumbull comes out and runs the same inside zone play they've been running all year. Your adjustment works. You don't make the tackle, and then it's a first down. Demoralizing.
Yeah, that's the key there. The Irish had gotten into the backfield. If you do make that stop, it's going to be a three-yard loss for Slough, but instead it's the 10th first down of the ball game, and one play, they're already in Irish territory. Now the stretch to the Slough on the inside. He brings it around the left side, and he is going to be brought down across the 30 and the 26-yard line. And another first down for Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, a little outside zone there, Doug. Running that inside-outside zone. One of the things to watch here is Lorenzo Williams getting split out. One of the things that North Platte has done is they're flopping Sean Keenan to the best receiver. They're going to stick Lorenzo Williams in that Y spot and send him deep.
Staying out of that no huddle. Empty backfield, puts Slough in motion from left to right, handed to him, tries to get the corner to the right side, hit, and brought down after a short gain. But even the short gain moves it forward 3, maybe 4 yards.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Doug. This little jet sweep there. One more score here makes this, and I know we're very early in the third quarter, I understand that, but with the type of offense that North Platte St. Pat's runs, it makes this really tough.
Gain of 3 around the right side. It'll be second down and 7 at the 23-yard line of North Platte St. Pat's opening drive of the second half. The Cardinal already up 21-6. A lot of motion now to start the half. Hand it off on the jet sweep. No, Wiltfong's going to keep it. Uh-oh, nowhere to go left. And he just dives forward and tries to get what he can. Joel Melton didn't make the tackle, but he's the one that busted through there and made sure Wiltfong didn't get the corner. And on the play, it's going to be a gain of maybe a yard. We'll call it 3rd and 5.
Yeah, and again, the key there is Wiltfong's got to get upfield. Hey, Sean Keenan's just got his hands on his hips. He's tired of running all over the field wherever Nathaniel Armin goes.
And Armin split out wide left all by himself, trips to the right side here. Out of the shotgun, Wiltfong has Slough flanked to his right on 3rd and 5 at the 21-yard line. Wiltfong rolls to the wide side. His pass is deflected at the line of scrimmage by Clinch. Clinch is a great athlete over there for St. Pat's. Got up, batted it down. And for the first time tonight, a decision for Donovan Trumbull, which I'm sure is a go-for-it decision here. 4th and 5, officially marked at the 21.
Yeah, there's no question. I don't think they're going to try any type of field goal here.
This has been the least successful I've seen Donovan Trumbull's passing game so far this year. So North Platte St. Pat's has been on that. Let's see what they can do on 4th and 5 at the Irish 21. Irish need a stop. Cardinals can put it away. One-on-one underneath Armin, and the low pass cannot be hung on to at the 11-yard line. Keenan was right there. It was a good pass. Well, it was a good pass to keep it away from Keenan, but it was very low, and he just couldn't quite get his hands under it. So the Irish, who made a big stop on the first series of the first quarter, make a big stop here after a while on the first series of this third quarter.
Right, Doug, and you are right about the passing game. The vertical passing game is there for Donovan Trumbull, but they've been pretty methodical with their run game.
I think as soon as they throw a stop route, forget about it. The Irish defender's going to run right by it.
Yep.
1st down and 10. Here the Irish have it. They run option. Hand off the left side. Big hole across the 25 and out to the 29-yard line for Brandon Neeson. That's just a power blast left.
Yeah, that's exactly what that was, Doug, is that was blast there. North Platte St. Pat's, they feel really good about themselves now. You know, the big run to start the drive for Donovan, but they get them to cough it up with no points, and now they just want to start methodically moving the ball down the field.
Here's where keeping you in shape is going to come into the game. And remember, the Irish haven't had a game in the fourth quarter all year, and now they're behind. Hand it off again. Neeson has some room off the right side. He gets to the 35. He is moving the legs towards the 40, and he's going to take a couple of Cardinals with him out of bounds. Slough over there. Also yeah. Over there is going to be... Well, let me double-check on the jersey number there. I'm sorry I didn't pick that up, but a couple of guys over there, and it's enough for a first down.
Yeah, Doug, and you're just seeing that same outside run, those power plays where they're pulling a guard and a tackle right now. It's bread and butter for North Platte St. Pat's.
Irish at their own 40 after about a 7-yard gain. Quarterback keep has room. Secondary, 50, 40. He'll be bulldogged down at the 37-yard line by Slough, and a great run, the best of the night for Sean Keenan. That's going to be good for 24.
Now, we talked about it in the first half. As far as option responsibility, Donovan Trumbull was right on the money in the first half. There they weren't. Inside beer play there, fullback path up through the guard. The fullback gets absolutely destroyed. Quarterback pulls it. Nobody there for the quarterback, 20-yard run.
Irish 1st and 10 at the Cardinal, 34, 36-yard line. They'll mark it. Split the back, slot right, run it short side. Big burst of speed by Neeson. He's got the 20, he's got the 10, he's got the 5. They try to strip the ball away. He's brought down inside the 5, but there is a flag at the point of attack where he turns the corner and needs to put his shoulder pads back in over here.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a hold, Doug.
That's Joe Dinan, and hold it is.
But the thing is there, the hold aside, that was an outside veer play, Doug, and Donovan is struggling. They're a man short on veer responsibility. You see Coach Breckner, who coordinates the defense. He's out there right now coaching up his backers. Somebody has to have quarterback, fullback, and pitch responsibility. The way we always taught that, Doug, is when you come to the line of scrimmage, there's a duke, a queen, and a prince, and you yell that out. The duke is dive responsibility, queen is quarterback, and Prince is pitch man.
Well, a 10-yard penalty will make it 1st down and 15. The hold was thrown down the field a little bit. Keenan now option to the left side. He keeps it, and he is upended in the backfield by Lorenzo Williams.
And then Donovan Trumbull's really lucky there that he kept that ball. Donovan Trumbull's a man short in the option game again. They had no pitch man. They had no Prince. Those are very important things. Option football is so important to stay responsible for your job and not play hero ball.
7:30 to go in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull 21, North Platte St. Pat's 6, but the Irish moving. 2nd down and 15 at the 40-yard line. Pitch play over the left side to Berman. Berman turns it up across the 40, inside the 40 to 35 to about the 33, and it's going to be 3rd and long, but he picks up almost half of what they need. We'll call it 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, now both teams have had a touchdown called back tonight, Doug, so that's even in the scorebook, if you will.
So 3rd down, Irish in that 2-down territory here, so I wouldn't expect anything crazy. Keep that ball on the ground. Split the backs. Well, they will throw it. Keenan in the pocket, now rolls right, has some room to run. Now he's being pursued, gets to the corner, 30, and he is wrestled out of bounds, short of the first down. Good, strong, hard tackle again by Aaron Ettinger.
Boy, and Ettinger did a great job keeping a solid angle there, Doug, and not letting that angle get away from him, or that could have been a touchdown.
Gave him a pretty good spot over here. Of course, it was hard to tell when they tackle him into the Donovan Trumbull sideline. It's going to be a gain of about six that time for the quarterback, Keenan. So it brings up fourth down and two here. Big play both sides of the ball. It is spotted at the 28-yard line of Donovan Trumbull, the Irish fourth and two, still trying to get their checks coming out of the huddle. Joe Clinch talks with his quarterback, Keenan. Double tied in on fourth and two. Hard count. Hard count again. And now timeout. So they had earlier drawn Donovan Trumbull offsides with the hard count. Here they don't. And then they are forced to burn a timeout, which could come into play later in this football game. You know the Irish are going to go for it. Fourth down and two at the 28 of Donovan Trumbull. It's 21-6 Donovan Trumbull over St. Pat's, 6:42 to go in the third quarter. We're back after this on The Breeze.
Treat your car. Set up Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or CT tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $75 Visa reward card. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Goodell, Larry Baker, our producer engineer Brad Beam back with you here. Second half is underway at Donovan. A big fourth down and two coming up for North Platte St. Pat's. It is Norfolk Catholic leading Fort Calhoun 23-0. Pierce taking care of Wahoo tonight 35-7. Sutton beat Hershey 48-7. Some more scores, Central, Adams Central and Kearney Catholic now 7-7 in the first quarter. Here we go, fourth and two near the Donovan sideline. Keenan sets him down. Toss play, left side, trying to get outside is Berman. Berman, he is going to have a very close spot. I thought that they got him across the 25-yard line, but they marked him maybe a half yard short of that. This is all about the spot. Nope, they're going to say they're picking up the chains, and they're going to say he's got it. It looked like when he ran it, he had it. Then it looked like when the side judge came in, it was going to be questionable. But you go to the third option there, I guess, in Matt Berman.
Yeah, Doug, if I'm North Platte St. Pat's right now, I run that toss all night. I run that toss until the score's 21-13 because Donovan can't stop it right now.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line. Inside handoff, right side, and nowhere to go that time for Brandon Neeson. Got just what they gave him, and that's a couple to the 23. Neeson now with 82 yards rushing. I've got Jordan Slough with 160 for Donovan Trumbull, but he's got an 89-yard punt return for a touchdown. That is really the play of the game right now. There's always plenty of them, but without that, it's a 14-6, one-score, two-point conversion game, and the whole thing feels different.
There's no question about that, Doug.
So second down and eight, Irish at the Donovan Trumbull 23. Split backs again, slot to the right side this time. And they'll fake the handoff, roll right. Want to throw underneath, got the tight end, Ofton Camp, and he dropped the ball. He was wide open. It was just a half yard behind him. He's got to catch that ball, and a tough one there for the tight end, Henry Ofton Camp. And so instead of maybe being a first down or third and one or two, it's third and eight.
And that's tough for this offense. There you decide to go out on a limb and throw the ball on second down, and now you're third and uncomfortable for this offense.
Again, this is a football team. I guess you can still say it. Their closest game of the year is 28 points. They're 10-0. They've never been behind in the second half. 28 points is the closest game in the first game against Kimball and in the first game of the playoffs against Centura. Those were both 28-0. Now it's 3rd-and-8. And an option left side of the quarterback. Keenan is crushed. Has to pitch it. Donovan Trumbull has it covered. And nowhere to go for Brandon Neeson. Shoved out of bounds at the St. Pat's sideline, maybe even lost a yard on the play. It'll be fourth and long.
And there again, Doug, that speed from Donovan Trumbull. They didn't have that defended that well on the pitch, and they just flew to the ball.
People have been tired about hearing the word execution, but execution on second down gives you third and short, and now you got fourth and long, which you don't like. And they're going to split out Brandon Neeson to the left. They've got twins left, single right, shotgun here for the quarterback. and Keenan send Neeson in motion. Fake the handoff. Keenan just going to keep it off the left side. He's not going to get the first down. Tried to fool Donovan Trumbull. He gets to the 20. And so both teams have had one possession in the third quarter, and both have been stopped at fourth down inside the 25-yard line.
And, Doug, when you hold the ball as long as North Platte St. Pat's does on drives, you have to get points when you're behind. You just ate up, you know, a third or whatever of the third quarter, and you got nothing out of it.
5:03 to go in the third quarter, 21-6 Donovan Trumbull, trying to make it to the state semifinals at Sutton on Tuesday. Sutton already blitzing Hershey tonight. Ball will be marked now at the Cardinal 20-yard line. They'll get back on offense. Wilt Fong talking with Jordan Slough. Seems to be some confusion back there. He'll take the snap, hand it to Slough. Stretch play, wide side, left side. Look at him explode. 30, 35, 40. Left sideline, 50. Keenan gets him from behind, and he'll drag him down at the 35, the 33-yard line. The fans wanted a horse tag, a horse collar. They won't get it, but there is a penalty flag all the way back here upfield, right where he exploded 10 yards down the field at the 30. And this is a hold on Donovan Trumbull to wipe out the run. Interesting thing is it'll be first and 10 because it was just good enough for that 10 yards.
That's exactly right. Doug, he's an incredible running back. He does a great job. Right there, though, he felt like he got horse collar tackled, and he kind of got in the official's face. That's one of the things you can't do. You have to keep your emotions in check, even when you feel like you've been wrong.
Maybe about the third time tonight that the crowd wanted one. That's the first time that Slough popped up and said, hey, come on. So they'll move the ball back. It'll be first and 10 again, one of those weird deals where the hold was exactly 10 yards down the field. So let's just replay this down at their own 20. Ball now on the near hash instead of the far hash, close to the Donovan Trumbull sideline. Two men wide out, one each left and right. Right up the middle, they give it to Slough. Simple play here to the 24. Not much on it. 4 yards, though. Second down and 6.
I will say, Doug, this has been an incredibly physical game. You know, we're seeing more and more kids get up slow and get up slow. And, you know, one thing, also, you've got to give a lot of credit to these Donovan Trumbull fans. It's not very often that you have a home game where the crowd really does matter. The crowd at Donovan Trumbull has been extremely loud tonight. They've gotten into the game when you're supposed to get into the game, and that helps a home team dramatically.
We've got some scores to give to you from other games here in just a little bit, but right now, 4 wideouts on second down and 5, 5.5. Wilt Fong, 3-step drop, has time underneath route, complete to Armin, tries to do a little dance here, has a first down at the 30, gets up to the 35, and a late flag as he's knocked out at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, there's no question, little 2-3 hitch, 0 route there, Doug. And he was clearly on the ground, and North Platte St. Pat's defender just pounded on him. So you're going to get 15 yards there, I believe, is Donovan Trumbull. St. Pat's is starting to get a little frustrated. You can kind of start to see that both on the sideline and their players. They're just starting to get a little frustrated as this has gone on because Donovan Trumbull really has yet, Doug, to do anything out of the ordinary. They've run stop routes, slant routes, inside zone, outside zone, jet sweep. That's it. That's all they've run all night, which that's what North Platte St. Pat's has prepared for all week. So what you prepared for, you're getting beat with.
It seems like they're maybe doing a lot more than what they actually are, although they've been chewing up clock. They've had a couple of fourth down stops and a couple of punts. Ball will be moved just across midfield now at the Irish 49 after the 15-yard penalty. So 12 on the pass, 15 on the penalty, and a straight up the middle give to Slough. He makes a direction to the left side to the 42-yard line, and he's got a gain of about 6 on the play. So good first down coverage there for Jordan Slough, who appears to be on his way to 200 again tonight. Earlier in the ball game, went over 2,000 yards rushing for a season. That is quite the accomplishment, especially now at the 11-man level.
Yeah, and as a junior to be doing that, Doug, I mean, that is just incredible. And they've ridden him. You know, they cinched the saddle up on him on game one, and they're going to keep riding him.
Second and a long 3. Wilt Fong gives it to him again. He didn't care. Off the left side hole, 35-30. Brought down to the secondary by Oftenkamp at the 27-yard line and move the sticks again.
Doug, the thing that you're seeing Jordan Slough do that is so impressive is he gets skinny in a hole at the right time. He makes himself very, very thin right at the right time, and he's able to get through spots, and he's got a burst. Once he gets through the hole, he's got a gear that most C2 football players don't have.
That's 17 more for Slough. Move the chains, first and 10 at the 26. They just keep feeding him. Off the left side, a motor that won't stop, trying to jump on his back, is going to be Joel Melton to bring him down inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line. But that's another huge chunk of yardage. It's going to be second down and short. They'll mark it at a 9-yard gain, and he's over 200 yards tonight.
That's the exact same zone play they've been running all night. And, Doug, at some point you could see Wilfong go off the far side. That defensive end out there is getting tired of not playing football. He just stands there as he's been coached to do, and the handoff goes. One of these times he's going to chase, and Wilfong's going to take off.
Second and one at the 27-yard line. Back to pass Wilfong. He'll throw it underneath and a little behind Armin, incomplete.
Yeah, they tried to run that hitch again there, and the timing was off. When you run that 2-3 hitch, Doug, what you'd like to do is you'd like to have that ball out of your hands before the break, so that when that receiver hitches, I mean, he's hitching with his hands up. He wants that ball there right out of his break.
Donovan Trumbull, 21, North Platte, St. Pat, 6, 2:08 to go here in the third quarter. The ball's at the 17-yard line on third and one. They'll, of course, give it to Slough. They come in, and they grab him behind the line of scrimmage. Matt Berman hangs on, but Slough, so explosive off that first step, looks like he's got right at the first down marker. And they may have to bring the chains in. That's what the official wants to do. He wants to bring the chains in and check it out here.
That was a great defensive play call there, Doug. They ran that zone play again. And what they did that time is the defensive end for North Platte St. Pat's played it the way he has all night. He just stood. And then they blitzed the backer right behind him.
Pedro Martinez shaken up on the play. Lineman for North Platte St. Pat's. He stood in the huddle for a little bit. And now they're going to run him off the field. Send in a backup for him, Seth Lines. They bring the chains out, and it's enough for a Donovan Trumbull first down.
And North Platte St. Pat's can't afford to lose very many linemen. They're getting blown off the ball here.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. C2 State quarterfinals. Sutton awaits the winner. It could be a rematch with Donovan Trumbull if the score stays the way it is. 21-6, under 2 minutes to go. First and 10 at the Irish 16, looking for more. Overload to the near side. Slough hit in the backfield. They guessed right that time, Larry, and a loss on the play of 3 back to the 19.
Yeah, Doug, they blitzed everybody there, and had Wilfong pulled that ball there when he run his fake, there was nobody out there. They blitzed everybody. At some point, you're going to see that.
Yeah, you were talking about that earlier. At this point, you were saying, well, you got to run it till they stop it. Now they finally have stopped it. So we'll see what Coach Breckner and his crew over here want to do.
Yeah, I would some sort of play action pass or just flat quarterback keep here at some point.
Second down and 12. Right up the middle, Slough cuts left seam, 15, 10, breaks a tackle, 5, and into the end zone for another Donovan Trumbull touchdown. 19 yards this time for Jordan Slough, who broke 4 tackles on the way to pay dirt.
It's unbelievable, Doug. He gets into traffic. He gets into the spot where he should be in trouble, and he just becomes invisible to the defenders. Unbelievable.
Jordan Slough with his second touchdown of the night, the first one that he has had on the ground. He had the 89-yard punt return. Wilfong had an 8-yard run and a 5-yard pass that was deflected to Nathaniel Armin late in the second quarter. Now Wilfong to attempt the extra point, which might just be enough to put this one away. The kick is away towards the right upright, and it is good. So with 1:03 to go in the third quarter of play, Donovan Trumbull 28, North Platte St. Pat 6. You're listening to the state playoffs on The Breeze 94.5.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Denham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Denham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Denham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. And unless North Platte St. Pat's gets a special teams touchdown or a couple of turnovers here, they are in big-time trouble.
And here's the problem, Doug. I was just thinking that at the break. You know, even if they score and energize their crowd and kids, they got to give the ball back to Donovan Trumbull. I mean, that makes it tough to come back.
They have got to find a way to get things done. And they had another nice drive that time. After stopping the St. Pat's Irish, they go 80 yards. They stop North Platte St. Pat's on fourth down. The Irish could have went in, made it a one-score game, and instead couldn't convert on fourth and two. Now a little punch kick here, just kick it into the open area. It bounces up to Offenkamp at the 27, gets to the 30, left side 35. They grab onto his jersey and bring him down over the 40 to the 43, 44-yard line, and that's where the Irish will start. They've been getting some pretty good field position. They just haven't been able to do anything with it on the side of the green and gold.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Doug. I mean, they literally have started all night near midfield. We haven't seen them really start. Well, the one drive that they had back here, they started inside their own territory, but I mean, they've just had plus field position all night.
So let's see what the Irish decide to do here. With just under a minute to go in the third quarter, they line up in an unbalanced Maryland eye and back to pass Keenan. Looking deep, now decides to run, runs up the back of his own man, needs some blocks, now gets to the corner, gets to midfield, into Donovan Trumbull territory for a 9-yard gain. Good scramble. But again, you look downfield, and the same guys that are catching the passes are playing good secondary for Donovan Trumbull. But with that much time in a high school game, again, Keenan doesn't want to make the mistake. And the only turnover the entire game was on the final play of the first half, so you can throw that out the window. But again, I've mentioned it quite a bit. He just doesn't want to take a chance.
One of the interesting things here, Doug, is now that things have changed, Donovan Trumbull came out tonight in a 50 front. They've gone back to their 3-5 convertible here. They've gotten out of the game plan defense.
Man in motion from right to left. They want to run option to the left side. They hand it off up the middle. There's some running room there. And inside the 40, Neeson brought down at the 36.
I would be surprised here if Donovan Trumbull doesn't get back into their game plan defense. And what I mean by that is that this is the defense they've played all year. What they started the game with was a 50 front, an odd front, the front that they thought was the best way to beat North Platte St. Pat's. Now that they have a lead, they've gotten back into their 3-5, and they're getting gashed here a little bit.
And time will run out in the third quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull is 12 minutes away from a rematch with Sutton. It's Donovan Trumbull 28, North Platte St. Pat's 6. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute here on The Breeze.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The state football playoffs on Classic Hits, 98.9 ESPN Radio, and The Breeze, brought to you in part by Dunham Sports in Hastings. We start the fourth quarter of 1st and 10 Irish at the 31-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. They try a wide handoff and drip all the way back behind the line of scrimmage. Is going to be the I-back, Brandon Neeson, and Aaron Ettinger is there again. He's having a whale of a defensive game, and that is a loss of 9.
And this is going to be so out of, a lot of people at home might not care to hear whatever, that it's not very fancy. But Doug, that tackle was a jersey tackle. They ran a zoom motion. He got a hold of the jersey. You heard Coach Breckner talk in the open about his weight room and his weight program and building that with his kids. That's what makes a jersey tackle. That kid had done all the work to make that happen.
Keenan now back to pass as the Irish need something again. Looks deep. There's nobody there. And he'll run to the sideline and be pushed out of bounds at the 41-yard line. And we'll say this, watching the receivers downfield for the Irish there, there wasn't a whole lot of effort's not the word I want, but they just ran straight down the field, never turned around. No wonder Keenan didn't throw the ball.
Yeah, I mean, and part of that is they've thrown the ball 31 times on the entire season, Doug. You know, coming into this game, Donovan had thrown it 133 times. So when you've only thrown 30 passes in 10 games, your receivers really aren't – they're doing something they never do.
Third and about 15, Keenan does have 88 yards rushing. He drops back trying to set up the screen. It's complete there into the hands of Matt Berman. But Donovan Trumbull's ready for it. They'll get about four. That sets up fourth down and 11 and a must-go situation here for the Irish.
I tell you, Doug, Grant Brechner does a great job. Lets the two defensive ends get all the way upfield. His defensive lineman, his interior three linemen, just stood there on that screen. Very, very well coached.
Are they out of gas?
Very well could be.
Again, they haven't had to play four quarters this year. Fourth down and 11. And back to pass. Keenan throws it as far as he can. One-on-one underneath route. Tipped and incomplete. In and out of the hands of Mark Mayfield. I thought that he had actually caught the deflection, was going to walk into the end zone. But the pass is broken up by Armin.
Clint Head here may just go right for the jugular, Doug. I could see him. You know, we saw this thing open early with those deep post routes. We haven't seen them all the way since the first drive of the game. They were open. Donovan Trumbull knows they can get behind St. Pat's. You may see that right here. Donovan may try to just completely put this thing away.
Up 28-6 with 10.5 to go in the football game here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. They will still keep Wilt Fong out of the shotgun here. Take it, hand it off to Slough, and he is going to be drugged down behind the line of scrimmage. Coming in there is Mayfield to make the tackle. Going to lose a couple on the play. And 230, now he loses a couple to get to 228 yards. At what point do you get Slough out of there and Lorenzo Williams in there?
Well, you'd like one more score here. Three-score game, crazy things can still happen. You'd like one more score here.
You're so greedy. But Donovan Trumbull is not going to really press the pace here. It's still kind of great. Still going to have some problems as far as what's going on with the running situation. Wilt Fong going to take it to the left side. He breaks a couple of tackles, gets across the 40, the 45, and is going to be dropped down just short of the first down. He's going to get about 10 on the play.
Because here's the key, Doug.
Up hobbling a little bit here.
Yeah, he did. We talk about bringing Slough out. You still have this part of your offense you can run through real quick with Slough in the game and him not touching it. And it's going to produce yards.
Third down and 2. Donovan Trumbull in control, 28-6 after North Platte St. Pat's marched 96 yards on their opening drive to take the lead. And here's Slough into the clear again. Breaks a tackle at the 40 to the 30. And he'll be dropped from behind at the 29-yard line. Well, the Irish aren't just going to let him go. But what a great run again.
Incredible run, Doug. He is just doing a great job. Not only is he fast, a lot of guys that are fast don't run tough. He runs mean. Not tough. He's got bad intentions. He has no problem lowering his head.
Sean Keenan drug him down from behind, but hands on the hips on the Irish sideline. Actually, hands on the hips over here for Donovan Trumbull. Everybody is gassed right now, but when you're up by 22, you're in pretty good shape. And that's what Donovan Trumbull is, a 24-yard gain, another first down. Irish is trying to run blitz every play right now. They're pretty sure Wilt Fong isn't going to go to the air. As they run down the play clock, hand it to Slough, hole off the left side, gets to the 20, to the 10, to the end zone, the third touchdown of the night for Jordan Slough.
Boy, Doug, you can pull him out of the game, take his cleats away from him. I don't think it's going to matter. He's just going to keep running. Holy moly. If you've ever, you know, run to first base and get top heavy and you're going to fall down, he came out of that thing like he was going to slide on his belly and kept his feet, and in he goes.
And the holes are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's 34-6. And unofficially, I've got Slough for 282 yards on the ground. That's a pretty good night even for him. And the extra point attempt here from Wilt Fong is on the way, and this one is going to be pulled to the left, and it is in there. Wow, look at where that landed. It was hard to see if that snuck in there. Wasn't the best one of the night. But it's all going the Cardinals' way today. 8:33 to go in the game. Donovan Trumbull, 35. North Platte, St. Pat, 6. We're back in a minute on The Breeze.
Are you short on money? Then stop by Cash & Go at 303 North Burlington in Hastings and get up to $425 today. If you're in a hurry, call ahead at 462-6464 and be pre-approved by phone. New customers, mention this ad and there'll be no fee on your first $100. Cash & Go in Hastings also cashes checks, and Cash & Go customers come first. Cash & Go at 3rd in Burlington in Hastings. Call 462-6464 to get pre-approved on the phone. 462-6464.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we're watching another impressive performance tonight from Donovan Trumbull, who came out onside kick the kickoff of the game. They came out with absolutely no fear tonight, Larry.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they were well coached through the week. They knew what they were going to face. They knew what they were going to run, and they've done a tremendous job with it. You know, Doug, we've talked so much about Jordan Stout. Obviously, he's almost rushed for 300 yards tonight. He's over the 2,000-yard mark on the season. What about those guys in front of him? Because Jordan Slough is a great athlete and does all of those things. But let me just tell you right now, those guys up front have done a tremendous job for him all night long.
Yeah, Larry, you're right about the offensive linemen. And it's not like they always run to the left or always run to the right. Your center's Joe Dinan. Your guards are Blake Treat and Eric Tobin. Your tackles are Aaron Ettinger and Grady Cook. Your tight ends are Creighton Burr and Ian Askey. They're doing some great downfield blocking for the young man as well. There was a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty whistled on North Platte St. Pat's after the touchdown, and now Donovan Trumbull gives it right back by kicking it out of bounds.
Yeah, Donovan Trumbull finally decided to kick one deep and kicked it out of bounds. But, you know, you talk about the offensive line play, Doug, and there's just no doubt that it's been great. But that's big for the head coach, Donovan Trumbull. Brent Breckner was a great offensive lineman himself, played in college at Hastings College. So really, at the end of the day, he's an offensive lineman at heart, and he wants to run the ball and all those things, you know. So it's really big for him to be able to watch this happen as well, because it's kind of his vision of what he wanted his football team to be. Make no mistake about it, they're a running team. They just make it look different.
Let's take a look at some scores. Elgin Pope John, the defending state champion in D1, is now leading Loup City by a score of 28-0. That game is in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central 7-7 in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic leading Fort Calhoun 23-0 in the third. Aquinas leading Archbishop Bergen 21-14 getting towards the half. Here's the shocker. Bruning Davenport Shickley 17, Howells Dodge 10. In the third quarter.
Arapahoe,
well, you can run the option, but Howells Dodge not scoring? That's the key. Arapahoe leading Elm Creek 20-13. Shelton is going to beat Bertrand 42-14 in the fourth quarter of play. Exeter Milligan all over High Plains at last check 43-6. More will be coming up on our postgame show here on KLIQ-FM, Hastings Donovan Trumbull, as they have elected to have them kick it off again, and so it'll be taken at about the four-yard line here by the Cardinals at the right side, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and up to the 35-yard line. Good return that time by the Irish and Keenan, and it'll be first down and 10 here for North Platte St. Pat's, but unless Donovan Trumbull goes brain dead here, and there are high school kids, but they have both been very disciplined. It's just that North Platte St. Pat's hasn't been able to get in the end zone. They haven't had the big play. They haven't been able to break that secondary. They've been able to get into the secondary. They just haven't been able to break that second line of defense and get the big play.
Yeah, if not for one missed tackle in this thing, they'd been out of the end zone all night.
First down and 10. They'll start at their own 35-yard line. Keenan on the option is going to hand it off over the right side. There's some room, 40-45, and out to midfield again for their leading rusher in Brandon Neeson. And a nice gain on the play of about 15 yards. Let's see, they mark him at the, well, right at midfield. In fact, they'll put it across midfield to the 49-yard line. So a gain is 16, and that should get him right to 100 yards on the night.
Yeah, Doug, and if you're Donovan Trumbull, you don't want to get sloppy on defense here. It's a big deal, but at the same time, you have to find a way to act like you've been here.
Now here comes Adam Pasquinelli. You've got to think they're going to start throwing the ball here a little bit. Although it hasn't worked, stretch play left side and a hold of the 45 to the 43. What was working earlier is still working, but they just don't have time to do this as Neeson is going to pick up another 7 yards.
Yeah, that's a little outside veer play. Grew up watching Nebraska. That's just simple triple option football there.
Larry, what happened to North Platte St. Pat's tonight? Because those plays, for the most part, have been working, and yet they've only got 6 points.
You know, the thing is it's this avalanche that Donovan Trumbull does to you when they're on offense.
Keenan fakes the pitch. He's going to go with an inside handoff on the draw. Nothing there that time for Brandon Neeson. Got a yard. It'll be 3rd and 2.
To answer your question, really, Doug, is like we just saw there, that inside veer play and that toss play of, or outside veer have worked all night. Right there, we came back to some Tallahassee trap. It's just like we're spinning pages in the playbook. When you do that, a drive stalls. Donovan Trumbull gets the ball, and it's just an avalanche effect.
3rd and a long 1 at the 41 of the Cardinals. Split the backs again. Hand it off over the right side. They give it to Neeson, and he's got the first down yardage inside the 40 to about the 36-yard line.
And you do have, I'm sure, you know, some of the intensities come out of Donovan Trumbull here. They know there's only 6:56 left in the game, and they're up by 29 points, you know.
And it's obvious to not let them throw the ball deep, and that's why Donovan Trumbull's trying to run, and I think Coach Dotson knows it as well. You can't get a whole bunch of touchdowns until you get the first one, and they have not scored since 4:30 to go in the first quarter. They actually had the first touchdown of the ball game. On 1st down and 10, Keenan back to pass, throws it out here and over the intended hands that time of Mark Mayfield. On the coverage, Nathaniel Armin. And just short underneath routes.
And, Doug, honestly, right now, if you'd go down and ask Coach Breckner, hey, do you care if they score, if it takes 10 plays? He's going to say no. I'd care less.
Keep the clock moving, although yes. In that instance, it stops the clock with the incomplete pass. 6:39 to go in the game. Donovan Trumbull, 35. North Platte St. Pat, 6. They're headed to Sutton next Tuesday here on the Breeze. The ball is fumbled. Keenan picks it up, still pitches it out to the right side to Berman, who is standing there. And he actually dives forward for a yard, so they made a little something out of nothing. But that's kind of the way the night has went for the Irish.
Yeah, I mean, hey, David City Aquinas, defending state champ, rated number one in the state. Heck, they might win it again, but, you know, they run this old option football. It is tougher. Things have changed, you know, in football. I'm not saying that it's archaic and you can't win with it, for crying out loud. Don't get me wrong there. But it is different, and it is tougher. The high-powered offense can score and score fast. It makes life so tough on you.
You're seeing points. You're seeing a few more points now. You used to be able to keep it within a score, run this. You didn't have to worry about it. You could grind out an 80-yard, 8-minute drive in the fourth quarter. Maybe not so much anymore as Keenan drops back to pass. Has time, still looking, dumps it off underneath, and it is going to be into the hands of Neeson. He threw it about 2 yards. Neeson gets up the field on the right sideline inside the 25 and should have enough for the first down.
Yeah, that was a little shot put. And it's going to be a first down. But you're exactly right, Doug, back to what you were saying, is there's more points now. Back when, of course, in the early 90s, when I was in high school, or the late 80s, both teams ran that style of offense. So that was just the type of game that you got.
So trying to hustle up here is North Platte St. Pat's at the 23. They'll go left side, hand it off to the fullback this time, and Berman, who crashes his way, just getting beat up to the 20-yard line.
Another outside veer play there, Doug.
It might have actually been Chase Kimberling. I thought they handed up. Yeah, they're going to say it was Kimberling. So that's, according to my stats, his first carry of the night.
On that outside veer play, Doug, they're trying to read the first guy head up outside the tight end, running it over the tackle path. They're going to leave him unblocked. If he comes down to tackle the fullback, they pull it. If he doesn't, they give it.
5 minutes to go in the game. They hand it off to Neeson. He gets minimal yardage inside the 20. And the clock just continues to run, get it down to about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, and this is why I say Donovan's playing good defense, you know, but it just takes so many plays at 2 and 3 yards a pop. Here you've got 3rd and long again.
3rd down, we'll call it about 4.5, 4:30 to go. Donovan Trumbull's going to the state semifinals, leading at 35-6. You do have Kimberling in the backfield there with Neeson. Keenan takes it. Option to the right side. He is going to be drugged down behind the line of scrimmage. Tried to sneak out to the right corner.
Yeah, they've tried to run option there, speed option, where there's no mesh with the fullback, just going to be a pitch man at the double option, not a triple option, and there was nothing doing. Quarterback defender attacked, which is what you want him to do. he attacked, and there was no way to pitch the ball.
I think that was Lorenzo Williams that was back there and got him. It's fourth down now. What could be the last offensive play of the season for St. Pat's if they don't convert. Pitch play, Kimberling trying to get all the way outside, and he's going to be knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. And there is Lorenzo Williams again. They're moving him all over the field, and he drops him behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of about three. And once again, the Irish are out on downs.
Boy, he has made such a difference for them, Doug, coming back in off of his injury and playing that linebacker spot. He's got tremendous speed. He's got a lot of nose for the ball. And you're right, Jordan Slough did not come out for this this possession, Doug. 3:41 left. I guarantee you those kids that are in the game want to stick one more in, though.
It looks like Bruning Davenport Shickley has now went up 25-10 over Howells Dodge in what would be the upset of the night. 3:41 to go here. It's Donovan Trumbull 35 and North Platte St. Pat's 6. Irish running some players on here late. Here's the handoff, and now Lorenzo Williams is taking the eye back. Starts right, breaks a couple of tackles, breaks back left, gets towards the 25, out to about the 26-yard line. 6-yard gain there for Lorenzo, just his second carry of the night.
And the thing that makes it tough defending Lorenzo Williams is he's extremely small, Doug, or short, and he can hide back there, and his feet are so fast. We saw this North Platte St. Pat's just mass sub there. And there so's Donovan, looks like.
Yeah, there's a lot of seniors out there for both ball clubs. And so semifinal, quarterfinal, that's been the last 3 years for North Platte St. Pat's. For Donovan Trumbull, they've been trying to take an extra step every year. Last year, they had their season come to an end in the first round of the playoffs to this same Irish team on the road. Tonight, they will defeat them. And we've got a timeout on the field, so we'll take it with them. 35-6, Donovan Trumbull leading North Platte St. Pat's with 2:58. We're back. In a minute.
Football your buddy fired through your windshield. A cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
South Heartland District Health Department reminds you that flu shots save lives. Learn the difference between just having a cold and the dangers of having the flu. South Heartland District Health Department encourages you to get the flu shot and not the flu. You should also wash your hands often and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. If you're sick, stay home. Protect yourself, your family, and your community by getting the flu shot. Log on to southheartlandhealth.org. Serving Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We come back after the Donovan Trumbull timeout. A handoff to Lorenzo Williams. Good enough for 3 yards. It's going to bring up third down and two as we play out the string here on KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Donovan, and Trumbull on second down. Backup quarterback is in. They turn it off, hand it to Williams over the left side, and he'll get up to close to the first down marker. The new quarterback is number 5, Noah Keller.
I'll tell you, Doug, what football we've got in this area. Think about this. You've got two teams here, Donovan Trumbull and Giltner, 12 miles apart in the state semis here next week.
And Sutton just down the road, guaranteed that one of them are in the finals. Giltner's going to play Shelton. We'll have that game for you Monday, either here on the Breeze or Classic Hits 98.9, depending on how the other games play out tonight. Donovan Trumbull has 4.5 yards. They're going to line up and go for it. Williams is tackled in the backfield. He will not get it, so St. Pat's is going to get another chance here, and they'll take over with a lot of the second teamers out there. Don't forget, when we're done, we'll recap a lot of the scores from around the area of the state playoffs, let you know what's going on. Again, remember that Monday is the Class D semifinals. Tuesday is the Class C semifinals. All championship games, no matter who's in it, will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 the Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and it's mass substitution here. This always turns into kind of a fire drill. Use more timeouts doing this, Doug, than trying to save time when you're trying to get the right guys on the field in this situation.
Well, this is a great crowd. They've been enthusiastic all night long. You got some backups in there right now for the Irish of North Platte, St. Pat's. And they will try and run it to the right side here. Nothing doing there for St. Pat's.
Yep, just, and that's the thing with North Platte, St. Pat's. You know, you saw, Doug, when Donovan subbed on offense, they got under center and just ran a zone play still, but everything changed, too tight under center. North Platte, St. Pat's has got all the freshmen in the game here. They just ran outside beer.
Matt Ferguson was the carry of the ball. He got two.
What they do is what they do. The players have to adapt.
Ferguson and Kimmerling are the running backs. And the snap is fumbled. The ball is loose on the ground. And getting back on top of it, the backup quarterback, Bryce Byrne, just a freshman, and actually fumbled forward there. So he'll pick up a couple of yards.
Yeah, Bryce had a little positive play there by fumbling. He's going to have about a 3rd and 7 or a 3rd and 8 with the clock running with about 50 seconds left.
Chance to run another couple plays here maybe for the Irish. 35-6, Donovan Trumbull. They're going to go to 9-2. The Irish season will end at 10-1. And off. Ferguson's got a hole over the right side. He's inside the 25, the 20, the 15, and he's going to be brought down near the 10-yard line over on the far sideline.
Yeah, they might stick one in here because it got out of bounds. The clock stopped. Or, of course, not sure if it got out of bounds or if they're just moving the chains there, Doug, but clock is stopped, 34 seconds left.
They're going to put the ball on the 7-yard line. So that's 19 yards for Matt Ferguson, the freshman running back. First down and goal. Over the right side, Ferguson. He is going to be stopped short of the goal line as he got just inside the 5 to about the 4.
They're sending in another play. 15 seconds left. I thought maybe he might sit on it.
In on the tackle was Zach McNally. 9 seconds to go as North Platte St. Pat's tries to hustle up to the line, but the Irish are not going to get a playoff, and this football game is over. Listen to that Cardinal crowd. The first time is always memorable, Larry, and it is here tonight for this football team. You can go back in the archives and say, you know what, technically we were at a quarterfinal or moved on to the semifinals, but under this format, the first time that Donovan Trumbull has made the state semifinals, and they do it as they've been doing it for the last month, very convincing. Donovan Trumbull, 35, North Platte, St. Pat's, 6. And a lot of excitement down there for not only the players and the fans, but these coaches, they know what they're doing is working.
Yeah, no question. And it's great to see Brent Breckner and his staff. They work hard. They do a great job. The kids obviously work hard. I'm just going to tell you, a game away, Doug, a game away from that dream that you have of being able to play 48 minutes for the big trophy, you know. And Donovan Trumbull's got to feel good, at least, about who they have to go play. I'm sure Sutton does, too, in the fact that Sutton beat them. But it's not like you're going to play the Jolly Green Giants somewhere a long ways away.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting game, a rematch with Sutton at Sutton on Tuesday night. You got to figure 7 o'clock, make it prime time. Don't mess with anything. Let's get these teams back at it. Play Tuesday night. It'll be at 6 or 7, we're pretty sure. And we'll have the game for you either here on The Breeze 94.5 or Classic Hits 98.9. Kind of depends on how the Kearney Catholic Adams Central game plays out tonight. But the North Platte St. Pat's folks, we get to see them every year in the holiday basketball tournament over at Kearney Catholic or Amherst. But lately, we've been getting a chance to see them in the football playoffs and being a part of the Cambridge and the North Platte St. Pat's and the Kearney Catholic and a variety of teams over there. Hastings St. Cecilia, they've had to deal with them. They always have been in this West bracket making some noise, and they have always been a class group, Kevin Dotson and his crew. Just an outstanding group. Dotson's the superintendent. Breckner just the athletic director here, right?
That's right.
Prince. So there's plenty to do besides coach football, but both of them are doing it very, very well. We'll be back with our postgame show here on The Breeze 94.5 FM. The final score, Donovan Trumbull 35, North Platte St. Pat 6. Stay with us here on The Breeze.
You won't want to miss what's now showing on the big screen at Hastings Museum.
Meerkats hang out with Clinky and her family as they take on life in the Kalahari Desert. See them as never before in the 3D movie from National Geographic.
Welcome to Nevada's Valley of Speed, home of the legendary Reno Air Races. The ultimate air show experience. Air Racers 3D.
narrated by Paul Walker.
Now showing at Hastings Museum. Visit hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
Fall is here and Christmas isn't far away. I know life is busy and time flies by, but have you thought about having a family portrait taken lately? It's a great investment for your family or a wonderful gift for relatives at Christmas. Winklebauer Photography is offering our holiday special starting right now until December 15th. You'll save lots of money over our regular portrait prices. A family taking session is just $35 with 20% savings on everything else. Send family Christmas cards this year. We have tons of designs. We're Winklebauer Photography at 111 North Burlington.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Husker Power Products, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. Of the state football playoffs on Platte River Radio, brought to you in part by the fine folks at Hastings Ford Lincoln. 35-6, the final score here, and it is all over. Bruning Davenport Schickley has upset Howells Dodge tonight by a score of 25-18.
Yeah, yes, it's an upset, but Bruning Davenport Schickley been a great football program for a long time. They play great defense. They run an option offense that isn't easy to defend. I guess we've just become so accustomed to Howells doing what they're doing, but their run is coming to an end. So definitely, I guess, an upset, but we'll get used to them getting beat here again.
Well, let's take a look at some of the scores that we have. In C1, Boone Central was a winner over Gothenburg today, 38-20. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central are now in the third quarter, 7-7. That game on ESPN, 1460, 1550, and I believe also on Classic Hits, 98.9. Norfolk Catholic is all over Fort Calhoun, 51-6 at last check. Pierce was a winner tonight over Wahoo. So Norfolk Catholic's going to play Pierce, and then Boone Central will play the Kearney Catholic Adams Central winner, which is a heck of a ball game going on right now. In C2, Sutton was a winner over Hershey earlier tonight, and they will host Donovan Trumbull, who picks up the win over North Platte St. Pat's by a score of 35-6. In the East bracket in Class C2, it was Lutheran High Northeast blowing out Ponca today, and Aquinas now all over Archbishop Bergen, 35-14, that game in the third quarter of play. In D1, it is Exeter Milligan defeating High Plains. They will play Bruning Davenport Schickley, and Bruning Davenport will get to host that football game on Monday night. In the west part of the D1 bracket, Elgin Pope John was leading Loup City 22-0 in the second quarter. Arapahoe was leading Elm Creek 20-13 in the third quarter. That's actually now 28-0, Elgin Pope John. And in Class D2, it was Shelton leading Bertrand 48-20. Now we've got some more updates here for you just coming in. 48-20 in the fourth quarter. So Shelton, if they hang on there, which it looks like they will host Giltner on Monday night. Giltner, the winner today over Medicine Valley, 66-22. Fall City Sacred Heart, a winner today over Lindsay Holy Family. And in D2, Humphrey St. Francis and Sterling Humphrey St. Francis was your winner. We've got stats and more coming up here on The Breeze 94.5, where the Cardinals take a 35-6 victory to advance on to the state semifinals over North Platte St. Pat's. We're back after this.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Some good football going on out there tonight. Larry Baker, Doug Duda with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Larry, from the very opening kickoff, an onside kick, in case folks joined us late, Donovan Trumbull came out, onside kicked it, recovered it. They were at the 40 of the Irish, a pass play for a touchdown, but Nathaniel Armand was ruled that he had went out of bounds while running the route, which he did. It was right in front of us. We saw him out of bounds, so they waved that off. It's a 15-yard penalty. Then the Irish stopped them. The punt takes them down to the 4-yard line. North Platte St. Pat's doesn't get a first down. It's fourth and about four, but Donovan Trumbull roughs the kicker, and then they go 96 yards on that drive for a touchdown to go up 6-0, and it had seemed like there was still energy, definitely plenty of energy, but boy, it seemed like St. Pat's had really dodged a big bullet to start the game.
That's really where I see this coaching staff of Donovan Trumbull's done their job, Doug. They started with an incredible amount of energy. It was a crazy start, the whirlwind, onside kick, touchdown, all the things you described. Most generally, those are things that are incredibly energy draining, adrenaline draining, and when it doesn't go well, there's trouble. Donovan Trumbull didn't have any trouble. Donovan Trumbull did a great job. They stayed composed. You know, one of the other things we talk about coaching that was really nice to see. Donovan Trumbull came out throwing vertical posts, and they'd gotten behind the DBs. They proved to themselves immediately that they were going to be able to go deep in this game. And many times what happens as a play caller is it's a home run, and you know you can get to it, and you keep calling it, and you run your way out of what you do best. They didn't do that. Coach Head, when they came back, he started running the ball, and they just marched it right down the field, Doug, and then for the most part just stayed with that running game the entire way. So not only – I mean, I thought the real key – of course, credit goes to the players. The players were who were out on the field, but I thought this coaching staff did a great job in the sense of – keeping their kids composed. It was obviously things they'd talked about, not getting too high, not getting too low, and then just how they managed the game. I was most impressed with that.
Well, it was a very impressive night tonight for Donovan Trumbull and Jordan Slough. Again, we talked about it earlier, 7-6. He gets an 89-yard punt return for a touchdown after Joe Clinch bombs a 48-yarder, hit a really good punt. And actually, Slough, as soon as he caught it, had to step out of an ankle tackle there at the 11-yard line, ran another 15 before he got into the mess of defenders, caught a couple of blocks, spun out of another tackle, and he had a couple of amazing runs tonight. That one and a 55-yard down the sideline in front of his own bench that set up another score later in this game.
Right. Man, when you talk about the punt return, it just absolutely changed everything. But St. Pat's tonight, Doug, as St. Pat's came out, St. Pat's did what they do, you know, and they took long, extended drives with the ball. They just, every time they'd stub their toe, you know, they'd get, you know, early in the game, the first down yardage was amazing. They found ways to stub their toe, and when you do that, you have to give the ball back to this offense. You let Donovan Trumbull build momentum, and if Donovan Trumbull can get five plays going, you're in trouble. I mean, it just becomes an avalanche, and that's what happened tonight. The other thing I feel, I could be wrong here, but I don't think I am, Doug. I do not believe Donovan Trumbull or Coach Breckner feels like they're playing with house money. A lot of times we see that in high school or even college for that matter, especially March Madness, things like that, where you see some of these people that maybe traditionally haven't been there, you hear that come out. Well, you're playing with house money. Sure. You're in the state semis. This team, I only know this because I talked to Coach Breckner about it specifically this summer and last year. He knew he had a team that could go deep into November and play the week before Thanksgiving. And that's exactly where they're at. So, and there's a big difference there. A lot of times when you get a situation where you've got a team playing with house money, they get beat a week later. We've seen that in the playoffs here just this week. I don't see that with Donovan Trumbull.
Another final lacrosse, Norfolk Catholic 51, Fort Calhoun 8. We will take a look at the final stats for both of the ball clubs here on The Breeze right after this timeout.
After an accident, you need the Get It Done guarantee
from the new Jansen Auto Body.
Free 24-hour towing to the shop.
Flexible hours for easy estimates.
They'll even come to your home or work.
They conquer the paperwork.
And your repairs will be done on time.
Click JansenAutoBody.com.
Jansen Auto Body, spelled J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
On East J in Hastings. Lock this into your cell phone.
402-463-5001. J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Got it done.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Oh, glad to have you along with us. It is Doug Duda along with Larry Baker, our producer engineer, Brad Beam. C2 state quarterfinals tonight. We are going to see if we can corral Coach Brent Breckner here to recap tonight's game. But while we do that, let's take a look at the final numbers I had for this football game. Brandon Neeson, the leading rusher for North Platte St. Pat's, was again tonight, but it was a hard night for him. 24 carries, 115 yards. I had Matthew Berman, 6 carries for 13 yards. The quarterback, Sean Keenan, 15 carries for 87 yards in this football game. Elsewhere, you had Chase Kimberling, a couple of carries for no yards. Bryce Byrne had a carry for 2 yards. Matt Ferguson, 3 carries for 23 yards there on that last series. Mark Mayfield, 1 carry, -3, and a team fumble for -2. 53 rushing attempts today for North Platte St. Pat's, 235 yards on the ground. Through the air, Keenan didn't make any mistakes. He's going to have an interception there, but it was on the final play of the half, so you're trying to make a play to get a score right before halftime. He was 2 of 5 in each half, nothing big, 46 yards and a touchdown in the first half, 18 yards in the second half. So for the game, 4 of 10, 1 interception, 1 touchdown, 64 yards through the air, 235 on the ground, 299 yards of total offense for the Irish, 16 first downs. Punted it 3 times. Ironically, those were all in the second quarter. One of them returned for a Jordan Slough touchdown, an average of about 46 yards a punt, as Joe Clinch did bomb the punt. The one turnover, the interception on the last play of the half. 5 penalties for 60 yards tonight, all 10- and 15-yard penalties against North Platte St. Pat's. Only score for the Irish was the opening score of the game, capping their 96-yard drive with a 34-yard touchdown pass from Sean Keenan to Mark Mayfield. The extra point kick was no good, 6-0, but that was the only points that they could put on the board tonight for the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. We'll come back and look at the numbers for Donovan Trumbull right after this on The Breeze.
Espresso and breakfast pizza?
Yep.
Espresso and salad bar?
Yep.
Espresso and wings?
Sure.
Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza your craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, a podcast of tonight's action will be up shortly after our broadcast ends. Tomorrow, you'll see photos of tonight's ball game as well. It's all free. It's all downloadable just for you at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jordan Slough, 282 yards is what I had him for rushing tonight, and we'll look at the rest of the stats in just a moment. But Coach Breckner joins us here on the postgame show. Brent, congratulations, this team getting as far as anyone has in Donovan Trumbull history.
Absolutely. We're really excited. Our kids are really excited. They've responded really well, and we're playing really good football right now.
We'd like to say that it's kind of a blank to the wall mentality, foot down, go, go, go. But it seems to be at least it's controlled. It's not like you're going out there with your pants on fire, but you come out, you kick the onside kick, you go for the jugular right off the bat here. Obviously, everybody, when did you let the guys know that that's how this game was going to start?
Oh, they knew. I mean, they knew how we were going to play it. We thought we had some things in the passing game. We felt like there's a couple things they were doing with their kick return where we took a shot and we're not afraid to onside kick it. And we found a little area there, and our kids went down, made a play, got a hit, and got the football. And then we were going to take our shots. And, you know, usually we come down with those plays. Tonight, there's a couple of them we didn't, but you know, we're going to take our shots, that's for sure.
35-6 win tonight. You took some shots right off the bat. The first one, we could see that Nathaniel was out over here. But you tried that a few times, didn't complete it, so you just went to your man, Jordan Slough. And we keep talking about Jordan. Larry keeps bringing it up as well. You didn't have to just go left or just go right. All your linemen are blocking for this guy.
Yeah, they've done a great job. Our guys have kind of played with a chip on their shoulder. They've heard about they're not the biggest guys, you know, or the strongest guys, but, man, they get off the football. They get downfield as a group. They do a better job of sticking on blocks and then getting downfield and blocking people, and they're in great shape, and they wear people out. And we really wanted to prove that we have a premier offensive line. It's not just those skill guys that are doing things, and they got after tonight. They played really well.
We're talking with Victorious coach of Donovan Trumbull, Brent Breckner, after their 35-6 win. North Platte St. Pat's moved the ball, but it was kind of a bend don't break. You guys stopped them on fourth down a lot tonight, and more they had to go for it. But how did you think your defense did perform?
I thought they played really well. We came out and we kind of shut down the veer. They started hitting us with some quick pitch. We made some adjustments. Our kids fought through blocks, and we did a really good job with that. You know, we talked the one touchdown we talked about all the week. Our DBs can't get caught sleeping and playing the run, and they hit one there and got a play. But, yeah, we played absolutely fantastic. I thought our linebackers played really well. We were hitting people, and we brought some of that physicality back from the Crofton game, and we played really physical, and that was huge.
You lost Kenny Pfeiffer early on. You like to do some things with him offensively, but he also is all over the place defensively there for you. What's his status? It looks like an ankle. Can you know anything yet?
No, it's tough. It's tough to tell with it. We'll take a look tomorrow. He's going to get looked at and stuff. But, you know, yeah, he's a huge loss. He's a great ball player for us on both sides of the ball. And we'll see what he does. He's a tough kid. If he can get back, he'll be back and he'll be ready to go.
Sutton gets a big win tonight. So you get that rematch. That was a great game that we did earlier this year. I'm sure the kids are anticipating it. They win it 48-7 over Hershey. I know you're a different ball club, and I'm sure Sutton's a better ball club as well. Just a quick preview of what went right, what went wrong the last time, what you're going to be looking at this week.
You know, it was a good football game. We really got to have to play well on defense. It's kind of a contrast styles. They run the ball really well downhill, you know, some of their option game, and they kind of slow the tempo down a little bit, and we try to get a pretty up tempo. We got to play better on defense. They hit us with some big plays. We can shut some of that stuff down, get a few stops. We played pretty well on offense, and we'll be at full strength, hopefully, if we can get Kenny back, and I think that'll play a big role. But we're excited for a rematch. They're a good football team. You know, I talked with Coach, and we even talked about it as the playoffs got started. Said, hey, let's go see each other in the semis and let's do it all over again. And they got a good football team. They do a really good job. It'll be two good football teams getting together on Tuesday night.
Can't wait till next Tuesday. We ain't going to hold you any longer here. Go celebrate. Go have some fun for the kids. We'll talk
Appreciate
to you next
it.
Week. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Donovan Trumbull, head football coach Brent Breckner, after the 35-6 win tonight over North Platte St. Pat's, where they just steadily pulled away in this football game. We promised the stats for you. I had Jordan Slough for 28 rushes tonight. He had two touchdowns on the ground, plus that 89-yard punt return. Lorenzo Williams, 5 carries for 19 yards. Quarterback Riley Wilfong, 5 carries, 26 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. I had the Cardinals for 38 rushing attempts, 327 yards, led by the 10-yard per carry by Jordan Slough, who's averaging over 9 yards per carry. He goes over the 2,000-yard mark for the season in this ball game tonight. Probably the lowest passing output of the season, and they had some shots down the field, some good 25, 30-yard posts, but it just didn't hook up early on in the ball game. And for Wilfong tonight, 2 of 7 in the first half with a touchdown, 1 of 4 in the second half, so 3 of 11 in the ball game, no interceptions, 1 touchdown, 27 yards through the air, 327 on the ground, 354 yards of offense, 18 first downs for the Cardinals. They punted it twice tonight for an average of about 34 yards, 7 penalties, 60 yards. Now, 6 of those were in the first half, so they cleaned that up in the ball game tonight. After St. Pat's got on the board, it was right back after that touchdown drive, a 65-yard drive, as they just kind of kept it on the ground, moved the ball down the field, and Riley Wiltfong took it in on the quarterback keeper from 8 yards out with 106 to go in the first quarter. After Nathaniel Armin added the kick, it made it 7-6. Then the 89-yard punt return from Jordan Slough with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. The kick made it 14-6. And then on an important drive, after stopping St. Pat's very quickly in the late portion of the second quarter, a 5-yard deflected pass, Wiltfong going underneath. They ran the slant once. It was incomplete. The next time it got deflected, but Nathaniel Armin caught it in the back of the end zone on what was third and goal at the 5. It may have produced a field goal had they not been able to take care of that, but the deflected pass made it 21-6 with a minute 21 to go. And then Armin with the interception inside the 10-yard line on the last play of the half. The ball comes right back over to Donovan Trumbull to start the third quarter of play. And even though they didn't score on that first drive, both teams used up a lot of time, Larry, on that first drive. Each first drive ended in a stop on fourth down.
Yeah, you know, as this thing started, I just was talking to Coach Breckner outside the door and kind of coach to a coach in a sense. And when I said, man, the start of this thing, and he looked at me and said, you know, we talked about it, not getting too high, not getting too low. That was the key. He knows the way this thing started, keeping the emotions in check. You know, you get the ball and you go nowhere. And then, I mean, just
it's not going to be a productive day tomorrow morning at Donovan Trumbull High School. Because
yeah, that's
these
exactly
kids are
right.
going to be these kids are going to be drained. It was a high. There was a lot of adrenaline out there. And when they come crashing down, when they get home tonight, they're going to be some tired young men and coaches and fans.
Yeah, and it's a short week. I mean, these playoff weeks, you lose your weekend basically in these playoff weeks.
That is the one good thing. They do with the new structure with that state finals now, not Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but Monday, Tuesday. That is the one benefit. This is the first time now you get that full week. They don't play until next Tuesday.
That's right. And that's so, but you're in that, you know, you up to this point, you lose that weekend.
Yeah.
So your motor's running. They'll come in tomorrow looking for film. Those kids will come in tomorrow, and you're exactly right. They'll be crashed. They, because of this grind that they've been in, they will come in tomorrow looking for the Hershey film.
And after the third quarter stops both ways, then Jordan Slough took it in from 19 yards out to stop to cap an 80-yard drive, made it 28-6. Then Slough busted off a 30-yarder with 8:33 to go in the fourth quarter to cap a 70-yard drive, again after stopping St. Pat's on fourth down. And that brought us to the final score here tonight of Donovan Trumbull 35 and North Platte St. Pat's 6. We'll wrap things up here on The Breeze in just a moment. The state playoffs are brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation.
I see Adam Central scored.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L pivot systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ball on the left side, gets to the 20, to the 10, to the end zone. The third touchdown of the night for Jordan Slough.
Boy, Doug, you can pull him out of the game, take his cleats away from him. I don't think it's going to matter.
And that's how the final score of this ball game came down, Jordan Slough's 30-yard touchdown run. Again, football right now on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 60 and 1550. Also on Classic Hits, 98.9 on your FM dial, the Adams Central Kearney Catholic game. Some finals today. First of all, in C1, Boone Central 38, Gothenburg 20. Adams Central has just taken the lead over Kearney Catholic. We'll get to that in a moment. Pierce, a 35-7 win over Wahoo, and Norfolk Catholic beat Fort Calhoun by a score of 51-8. Adams Central now leading Kearney Catholic 14-7 in the third quarter. In Class C2, Aquinas leading Archbishop Bergen 42-21. That ball game in the fourth quarter. They'll go on to play Lutheran High Northeast, who beat Ponca 42-14. Sutton defeats Hershey 48-7, and they'll host Donovan Trumbull on Tuesday night, the 35-6 winner here on the Breeze. In D1, another great football game. The only Arapahoe's undefeated. Elm Creek's only lost to Arapahoe 26-26 in the fourth quarter between those two teams. And the winner of that will get Elgin Pope John, who leads Loup City by a score of 36-0, but yet Loup City, first time they've ever won a playoff game, and they get into the state quarters. Bruning Davenport Shickley with the upset of the night. They beat Howells Dodge 25-18, and Exeter Milligan a winner in their ball game today over High Plains by a score of 58-24. And finally, in a D2, Humphrey St. Francis defeated Sterling by a score of 50-8. Fall City Sacred Heart beat Lindsay Holy Family 35-18. Giltner over Medicine Valley 66-22. And Shelton defeats Bertrand 48-26. So Giltner will be at Shelton on Monday. The D games are Monday. The C games are Tuesday. A and B semifinals are this Friday, including Aurora, as they will host Norris at 7 o'clock. And, Larry, final thoughts?
It was a great football game. And, you know, this time of year, we get another one next week. I mean, great football game. It was really nice to see, you know, Coach Breckner and his crew, and just to see a program take that next step. That was really nice to see, Doug. And you can just see it in his face. You know, as he sat here, you saw it in him. He's very, very excited and very happy to see that.
Well, it's cool to see a new coach, a new program take that next step. And I know it's not the first year, but when you do it that first time. Again, state volleyball gets underway Thursday just up the road in Grand Island on Classic Hits 98.9, Northwest and York at 11, Central Catholic and SCOTUS at 2, Wood River and Hardington Cedar Catholic at 4, Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran at 8.30. Here on the Breeze, 94.5, Giltner and Stewart at 6.30, Silver Lake and West Point Guardian Angels at 8.30, and you'll be able to hear the Hastings-St. Cecilia match against Thayer Central at 2 o'clock Thursday on 12.30 KHAS. For our producer-engineer Brad Beam and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda from Donovan Trumbull High School, where the final score is Donovan Trumbull 35, North Platte St. Pat 6. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.